This is really drowning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How are you guys all doing today? We're here on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank everybody this week. It's been a really great week. We've had some really great topics, and some of the topics we got away from, but the show still turned out to be really good with the topics that it did end up being about, and I think a lot of people learned a lot of things, and I want to thank everybody for being here, and everybody for being there for those shows as well, and I think it was a cool thing, and right now I'm going to introduce my co-host, but today we're actually going over the book we went over last Thursday, what's called, but basically what we're focusing on this today is super beings. Can you be one? Because we were talking about super beings in the book by John Randolph Price, but at the same time, it's talking about they're with us now, ready to show us the way to unlimited health, happiness, and success. Okay, it's a bestseller book that he had, and this is like back in 1981. And I sit there, and it was kind of funny, I was looking at this book going, this book is really real well written because it just seems like it fits into any decade. Because now we're starting to realize that when we call it New Age, it's not New Age. It's actually something that's been with us ancient. I mean, we're talking about the Atlanteans too. So it was one of those situations. So welcome to the show, Barbara Reynolds. How are you today? And every time I say your name, I always forget your show. well, it's just one of those things.
Answers to life's questions.
Answers to questions, life. I mean, okay. All right. But sorry. Say it again. It just seems like to me, I identify you with your name, not your show.
Well, that's fine. It's called Getting the Answers to Life's Questions.
Getting the Answers to Life's Questions. Oh, okay. Yeah, guys, check it out. It's one of those things you'll sit there and see that Barbara is a very talented person, very caring, and really goes to bat for people. So it's one of those situations you need more people like that. Trust me. yes, I was just on this show called The Dream Team One. They were just on, so I think, what is today? Thursday. And I think they're actually on Thursdays. It's 7. Okay. We had a big mix-up today, too, because it was like, some people had called me and said, your show is on the same time as the other show that you're scheduled to be a guest on. And I said, well, I think there's an hour's difference because there's central time, I think. And sure enough, that's what it was. After I'd already changed my time, I had to go back and change the time again back to 8 instead of 9 and back and forth. And it was just like crazy. I was like, finally, I get on the show. And then, you know, how it goes with technical difficulties and that kind of stuff. I was like, geez, this is fun. Just keep saying it in your head, man. This is fun. And the lady, his co-host, what a great woman. You definitely got to check this show out. I mean, the combination of these two people, and so in one sense of the word, you're not really too sure about it, But it's like when they come together and they're working together, it's a great show. It's called the Dream Team One here on Block Talk Radio. And the lady was so nice because she gave me this introduction, man. I was like, is she talking about me? You know? So it was like, she said, but they sent me a message through my email, my website. They was very impressed with my show and wanted me to be on their show. So I was like, how can you turn down an invitation like when I get on there? I was like, you're going to introduce me. And all of a sudden, she gave me this really great introduction. I was just like, whoa. I was feeling pretty good for a minute, you know? It's one of those things. What I'm saying is when you're, it seems like for me anyway, that if you open yourself up to this kind of lifestyle and live it, and I guess what people call it, you know, walk the walk, you'll see some things that if you're in doubt, certain things happen that reinforce it to you. So I was like, I got on the show. I wasn't really sure about it. And then I got this introduction, and I was like, okay, I actually do those things. And actually someone was acknowledging, because the lady told me that she said that she'd listened to the show at least 2 or 3 times. So she'd heard it firsthand, and then she told everybody what she thought. I'm like, probably get some, you know. We do, you know, a lot of times in this business, you don't really get a lot of positive reinforcement. There's always, I mean, for some reason, the people who are critical seem to get through in the sense of the word. So you hear a lot of those, and it does kind of reinforce it. You say, okay, I know that it's bad, but still, at the same time, man, I'm looking at the information out here real quick. It's like this, and I forgot to do one thing. I forgot to open the chat room. Or did you already do that, Barbara?
Yeah, it's open, and you're in there.
Okay, I just got to pull my part up.
Maybe that's just me.
No, I haven't pulled my side up yet. And I also want to tell you that we're actually doing today. And if you'll notice, the different thing to the show format is, it's called Donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. help me get home, help me to keep the show going. And for every donation, you give a thing. So, you know, it's one of those things, and like I always say, thank you for everybody. Amy was on the show yesterday. Amy contributed $5. I contributed quite a bit. So therefore, you know, it's one of the, and they all say one thing. It's just another way for them to give back. Everybody's always looking for to give back. And I actually donated $5 to my friend Nicole Bowman's show too. So, you know, we see it, we have it, we know what's going on. And actually, Amy was kind of surprised when she was on the show that day, because her show that night, when she was having a format, what do you think about asking for donations for readings and stuff? Because we've had people, it's one of those things that certain people keep calling the shows all the time. And what our fear is, we feel like we're enabling them to keep doing that. So they're not doing the work. They're getting the readings and information, but they're not following through and living their lives. They're too busy jumping from show to show getting readings. So some of us have a different way of looking at it. Some of us have a different way of doing things. And we picked up on Michael, who does Journey into the Light. And I've actually talked to several people who have actually been on his show. And one guy said that he's never given a donation to be a guest on that show. He said Michael came to him, was very impressed with him and that kind of thing. And so he gave me a different insight on the whole show. And the idea of donations was the ideal certain people would think before they come on the show. But what we're saying is, it's like donate to the fun, donate to the show, and we want to stay on. And, you know, Block Talk Radio has changed a lot of formats for a lot of people. Well, there are no really, per se, there's no more free shows. Nobody really wants to do a 30-minute show, and the people who do the 30-minute shows are really frustrated with that. And I think, you know, it's one of those things of, when we do shows, it's not like a blink of the nose or a blink of the eye. It's like a genie or a Samantha Stevens kind of thing. It takes takes research. For people like me who don't like to type, that's an attitude. You know, I'm trying to change my computer. And actually, I found out I can do this. I can actually train my computer to actually do things for me by verbal command. But that's not an easy job either. So, but I'm just saying, with the shows I've done, I actually have 2 shows now right now, because I do a show in the morning. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link. And, you know, getting topics and getting, you know, doing the research and guests. I mean, we have guests. Nicole is going to be here tomorrow. Next week we have Dee's coming back, and we're going to talk more about vision boards and that kind of thing, you know. I think she's coming back next week. But the guys from Divine Healing that were here before, they're coming back. You'll be back here. Well, you are here. What is today?
Today's
the 24th. Okay, so, you know, I have to sit there, and some of these people, like, we got, we have a lot of people coming in. We have the people from the Fairy Angel Radio are going to be here on the 10th. The Angel Whisperer, she's going to be here on the 13th. Oh, that's me. I'm going to be on her show the 13th of March. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 13th of March. And I'm going to be on Amy's show, Psychic Cupid AIM. I'm going to be on her show, that's Tuesday, March 1st. So, you know, the idea of certain things that we're doing, I mean, taking the time to do these shows is a pleasure. Don't get me wrong, it's not. But if everybody's ever called my show, and if I have like five or six people in the queue, you really get a lengthy reading. And like, you have, what was it, yesterday, Amy was here. I had a guest, Carol, who had called in to get a couple questions answered. She was here, and she's a psychic medium. She has a show on Block Talk Radio. Amy does, and we were all three here answering questions for people. So, you know, you're getting for every reading that you get, you're getting, a lot of times you're getting two to three psychics are actually giving you answers and insights to what you're doing. I mean, when you're here, there's two of us doing it. So, you know, I don't think you can actually do that in the real world. Like, if you go to Psychic Source, you're not going to be able to talk to two psychics at the same time. They're going to make you pay for that. And we're talking, what? We're asking that for everybody who gives a donation of $5 or more. Most of those things that you're going to Psychic Source are like $5 a minute. And you can come on this show and make a $5 donation and get a complete reading for $5 instead of, you know, or if you can go to Keen. I don't think you can go to Keen anymore and get anything, and get a cheap reading on there either. Or 5 minutes, whatever. But here, I've actually done readings for people, and you've been here before too, and sometimes these readings can take between 20 to 30 minutes. They're getting full readings. So we're just saying, do you appreciate that format? So, you know, it's just one of those things. I've always sat there and said it myself. At Christmas time, every time I see these red buckets, I try to hit every one of them. I don't even think about it. I just want to give. I know how I feel when I put money in those freaking things. It kind of resonates with me all freaking day, if not all week. This one lady, I swear to, when she introduced me today, she was saying, this guy gives out advice and information and teaches and gives you the information that you need that just won't resonate with you today, but will resonate with you for the rest of your life. And I'm sitting there going, I got to go. That was just really powerful to hear someone say that. But like you said before, too, it's like one of those things of self-acceptance and realizing that that's what people see, so therefore it was something I need to start seeing, too. So I'm starting to hear this more from everybody else, so I'm having a hard time getting away from it. And my angels are right there saying, okay, just take it in and accept it and just continue to do what you do. You know, the idea of compliments is just the idea of reaffirming what you're doing. So therefore, you know you're going in the right direction. What you keep asking all the time, you know, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I making a difference? And everybody keeps telling you are. It's about time you believed it. So that's what the donation is all about. Plus, I want to go home to Colorado. And I guess you would say with being so busy and doing this, that, and the other, because, I mean, think about it. You got a two-hour show at night, two-hour show in the morning, and somewhere in the between, I'm also working with my clients. And you can actually talk to Barbara. If you ever done a reading for Wanda, that's a 24/7 thing. But she's a powerful woman. She's very hyper. She was actually on Amy's show too, and she came on there and she said, Amy, you know, you should be able to do what you want to do. She goes, I've gotten readings from Donnie, and she goes, you guys are here, giving 100% of yourselves, helping people, you know, and she's right. I mean, but on one sense, on our side, I don't think people realize that even when we do readings on the show, when you hang up, we're still questioning ourselves in some sense of the word, saying, did I really give them enough? You know, did I make a difference in that person's life? So we're always striving to do more, to get more across to everybody. So that's what the whole thing's about. And sure, you know, people talk about the shows, but we pay for these shows. Yes, we get a lot of advertising. I get a lot of readings from the show, and I love it. But all we're saying is, don't look at the situation as somebody asking for something. It's something that's out there that if you want to help and contribute to, you're more than welcome to. It's not like, I don't have a button up here saying, okay, you didn't give a donation, you're out of here. No, I'm not saying that at all, okay? If you call in here, I mean, this show is, when we say free readings, it's legitimately saying free readings. It's just that a donation is not a fee. A donation is asking for you. And it could be, I know a fact that when I go put money in these, like Walmart has certain charity for kid funds, and you got the road bucket in front of the thing for the Salvation Army and those kind of things. I think when we're in the midst of asking for, okay, God, how can I give back? Is there something else I can do to give back? And all of a sudden you see one of these things, you manifested that, so give. That's what you're trying to do in the first place. Now you have an avenue to deal with. So when I was writing, I was actually, I swear to you, I was doing my website, and this just came out. You know, it's like, let's be creative. How can I be creative? And this was what came out of the creativity. So therefore, my angels came through me, and this is what we came up with. So it might be just that. You guys were asking for an avenue to give back, and there you go. You have it now. So we're talking about super beings. If you're a super being, and the idea of giving is simple. Because once you get to becoming a super being, which is the ideal of understanding what your path, understanding your power, understanding who you are, then you understand that you own nothing on this planet. It's all been given to you while you're here, okay? So therefore, you can live comfortably. So therefore, you were destined to be rich. You were destined to have everything you want. You were destined to have the love that you want. You're destined to have all these things. They were yours in the beginning, and they're still yours. It's just the idea of you getting to that point and saying, okay, are you ready? Because the one thing that holds people back is the resistance to believe it. Once you believe it, it seems you probably see people around you like, how do they do that? Well, if you actually listen to them, they always try to keep themselves in a positive state. Okay, if they accidentally do say something, I'm just waiting. Oh, I'm not waiting. Everything's happening just the way it's supposed to. Or money comes easily and frequently. And then someone hands you your paycheck. Okay? Those things don't happen by coincidences. They happen because it's showing you that, in that sense of the word, if you didn't focus on how you got that money, it would never happen. So you made a choice to go to your job every day. You declared, this is what I want to do this week, this is how much I want to make this week. All we're doing is asking you to be a super being and try to do the same thing without going to your job and manifest the same kind of money, the same kind of opportunities, same situations, and so on and so on. Because in the process of being a super being, if you are directed and guided to be in those positions for those manifestations to happen, then listen to your guides and that's what will happen. But a lot of people have a situation of doing things differently to prove the world wrong. Because the world wasn't going to tell you. You got to have money to get a house. You got to have money to get a car. You got to have money to, you know, you can put in whatever you want in the blank. And when you really put yourself in a situation of manifesting and you start seeing that that's not true, then you wonder where they came up with it at. Is it, in the sense of the word, is it these people making excuses because they're scared of having the life they want? And you're probably thinking to yourself, that's crazy. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Why are they doing that? And I understand you're not thinking that way. You're thinking, it's crazy, but why would someone do that? But I'm thinking on the same sense of the word, you go look at it yourself. What's the holdup? Why don't they have the life they want? Why don't you sit back for 24 hours and just observe people around you that the people that say that my life sucks. Just watch them. And you'll probably see some things that amaze you. They talk negative. They act negative. They get negative results. And the reason I ask you to do this is a good point. A good way to start, too, to really change your life around, become a super being, and ask yourself, if I did the opposite of what this person's doing, what would happen? You would probably have the life that you want. So therefore, how come they're not doing that? Because they're so caught up in what's going on. You know, what's the term? Be in the world, but not of the world. Okay? So you live here. That's great. You live here. But it's like Jesus came here. Did you think Jesus, somebody walked up from Jesus and said, you're poor, you have no money, you'll never amount to nothing? In some sense of the word, somebody did. But did he let that stop him? No, he knew exactly what he came here for. So when I started to look at the idea of people saying, you know, the Bible says psychics are bad. Okay, then what was Jesus? Jesus knew exactly what his path was. He saw the future laid out before him. He knew what to go. And I think it's a good example, too, because if you look at the whole thing and say, okay, Jesus knew exactly what he had to do. He walked his path. He walked through a lot of things. I've read what happened with him. But it seemed like he was a great person at manifestations, wasn't he? This feed the masses. Did he actually sit there and think about it? No, somebody came and says, we don't have enough food to feed the masses. And Jesus didn't say one word, did he? He went right into the word. And he fed everybody. Never thought about it. And that's how manifestations works, guys. When you're sitting out there trying to manifest something, it's the ideal. Ask for it and live your life. And then focus on the outcome. Be thankful for everything you have. Be grateful. But also focus on the ideal. Jesus was sitting there going, what a glorious day would it be after it's over with. And I've completed my mission. You see the ideal, the ringing of manifestation? He's focusing on the outcome. He knows there's things he's going to have to go through to get there. And some of them are not going to be that comfortable. Some of those things are not going to be that easy to do. Some of those things are just not going to be really something he wants to do. Because he started to realize at that moment, I'm Jesus. I am the Son of God, but I'm in human form. When these guys beat me, it's going to hurt. And so you do see certain parts of the Bible. He's not doubting what he has to do. He's just asking God, is there a different way of obtaining his goal, what he's doing? Is there a different way of doing this? And he came to the point and said, okay, there's not. So I have to do this. Okay? But then he proceeded to go on and live his life and do what he was supposed to do. Never hesitated. He just did it. Did you ever see the guy wanting for anything? He seemed like everything was taken care of for him. But he also put himself in position to service. His service was the most important thing to him. And so he did that. So therefore, I guarantee you guys, if you put yourself in your service, but also Jesus loved what he did. He loved the people he's working with, that kind of stuff. That's the difference too. It says in the Bible, be abundant and prosperous. Super beings say the same thing. You know, but also love yourself, love everyone. And I'm like, well, gosh, that sounds like the Bible, doesn't it? Love thyself. It's love yourself as you love your neighbor. Be to thyself, be true. You know, if you're being true to yourself, you're being true to everybody else. When you lie to yourself, you have a tendency to lie to everybody else because you don't want to see who you really are. You just don't. And then later on, you find out, people find out about it and they don't care. Then you start realizing something to yourself. I was hiding something and taking all the energy to keep that secret. And then you realize later on, it was just in the sense of the word, it wasn't a wasted energy, but you was focusing energy on something you shouldn't have been. That was creating your outer world. But at the same time, you were keeping yourself what you really wanted to be, and where you wanted to be at, and what you wanted to do. So I guarantee you, if you go out there and find something that you're passionate about, that you love, and give that service to humanity, I guarantee you'll have a prosperous, abundant life. Maybe you won't have tons and tons of money, but then again, you might. It depends what your path is. You know, the idea of, everybody says that, why should psychics ask for money? I guess it's because I want a candy bar. Yeah. Might be something simple as that, but I want a candy bar. So, you know, this is all I do for a living. So, therefore, the idea of compensation is like Jesus. Read the Bible. Come on, guys, read the Bible, would you? Really read it. Look at the thing and say, okay, the disciples are sitting there going, okay, Jesus, you said it's hard for a rich man to get in a camel. It's hard for a rich man to get into heaven than it is to get a camel in the eye of a needle. Okay? Now we can go on the details and tell you what that means. It means back in the day that most cities had a wall around them. And the gate to get into them, the camels were too big. So what the camels had to do is get down on their knees and crawl through the gate to get into the city. Okay? So it's hard, but it's not impossible. Okay, so what it's basically saying is, in some sense of the word, it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven because he thinks the money in itself and how he obtained it, more or less, was because of all the limitations Now he thinks since he has all the money, he has no limitations. So now he's trying to find out, I guess he's trying to figure out a way, how do I buy my way into heaven? Not realizing it's just giving of oneself and loving unconditionally. And I guess the ideal of Jesus came and said, you get to heaven through me. Doesn't that kind of take on a different tone of self-acceptance and realizing who you are? God, because he keeps saying that he's the Son of God. And you were created in the image. Creation in the image means that you are of the source. So therefore, you are also a son of God or a daughter of God. So therefore, he's telling you that to get to heaven is more or less to love unconditionally everyone and everything. And that means who else? Yourself. So it says, you know, if you take, it's like the ideal if you are your brother's keeper. But if everybody is their brother's keeper, isn't everybody taking care of everybody? It's a spontaneous thing. It's a civilization taking care of itself. But in the situation, it's also thinking of the individual. I love you, you love me. And then you look at the whole situation of civilization. It's a civilization of loving everyone. So you wouldn't have, I don't think there would be a situation of want, need, and have. It would, these things would all be spontaneously being done. Now, this is what they're talking about, super beings. Super beings, if you had a society of super beings, it's exactly what would be happening. So our show is, can you be one? You have to come to a realization to realize the whole thing. We saw this the other day. Selflessness. What is selflessness? That's somebody being cocky and self-centered. You're all sitting there going, hold on, what? Being selfish and self-centered. How's that? Because they're saying, I'm giving up myself for you. Okay, what's that mean? If you look in the Bible, Jesus never gave up himself. He just showed you how you can be what he is, which we're all the same in the one. So I think you should change the term to this, giving of oneself. Because when one person knows, we'll put it like this, when you come to the realization that you own nothing on this planet, you own nothing on this planet, when you realize that you own nothing on this planet and it's all been given to you, and when you decided to leave, you can't take it with you anyway. So it's the ideal. This is what it means to pass on to the next generation. It's not something you have to do. It's just saying that you're passing on your heritage onto somebody else. Now society comes along and says, okay, life insurance. Life insurance is basically telling you you're worthless. Since you have no job that pays for everything, since you have no life that actually you can pass on to somebody else, give us $5 a month or whatever it is, and we'll make sure that you have something to pass on when you die. You see how that focuses on the lack of? So we can look at society and realize, I understand it, guys. It is hard to really focus on abundance and prosperity when we have these little things that are kind of picking at us all the time. Okay? All I'm saying to you is the ideal. Get the book Super Beings. There's two versions of it. There's one called Super Beings, which is a newer version, I guess, where it talks about they're among us. But once you change the book and say, Super Beings, I am among them now. I'm ready to be shown the way. I have unlimited health, happiness, and success. Thank you, John Randolph Bryce. See how you can change that whole format just by looking at the book and changing it into a positive affirmation just for you, personally. And that's a teaching tool in itself. So I just taught you something just from reading the cover of the book. Can you imagine if you got observant in your own life and what you could actually accomplish on your own? That's the whole point. You know, self-empowerment. Take the whole thing. Do what you got to do. Check another book out called The Alchemist Handbook. This is the reason I wanted to do the show again, was to introduce this book, which is by John Randolph Price, too, where it talks in the book here, which I thought was pretty powerful. It says, this book itself veers away from the accepted ideal of conscious and subconscious mind and underscores the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us. So you might not believe in God, but God believes in you. So therefore, to believe in you, you believe in God. To believe in God, you believe in you. We're all in the same. So once you get to that part and realize that's what it is, and it's the idea, okay, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power. Okay? But it's like Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the way to mend the bad world is to create a right world. So therefore, we don't need to focus on the bad world. We already know that exists. What he's saying is focus on the world that you want. Even the Bible says focus on the kingdom of God. Now, everybody wants to go to heaven, right? I know I do. I got my hand up. What that means, if you focus on the kingdom of God, that's what you want. That's the outcome. I guarantee you, everything that leads to that, it's going to be good. But it also says, while you're focusing on that, you can't focus on the lack of. Because you don't. Your focus is on one direction. And once you start focusing on that and the positive energy that goes along with that, you don't want to focus on anything else anyway. That's what I'm saying. You know, I almost want to sit here and say, give me an amen on that one, huh? And it says the only sin is limitation. And we are the builders of our fortunes. So be prepared to enter into a new experience of recognizing and using your extraordinary powers, forgiving your limitations, and of building a life filled with good fortune. Okay? May your hopes, wishes, and dreams be realized. I think we've already realized them. Now we got to accept that's what we really do want. And I think a lot of us are kind of scared on the responsibility of that, so therefore take it. I mean, right now I made a decision. You know, it's like, okay, I take 100% responsibility of that manifestation and what the responsibility of it, what goes with it, where it's going to lead me to, what I got to do to get there, and just open it up and say, okay, this is what's going to happen. Because we've all heard about the one, it's called mundane alchemy. That's taking of a base metal, purifying it, then introducing minute qualities of other compounds to liberate the energy and produce a new property, usually gold. It was very, a lot of people had it. The Egyptians said that a lot of people think the Egyptians had it, because if you look at the Egyptians, they sure have a lot of gold, but you really don't find mines, holes and stuff where they actually mined it. They just had it. So what they're thinking is, you know, they took other elements and they turned them into gold. It's also the same way, too. You look at the situation, too, Barbara. When you look at the situation of Egyptians, wasn't a lot of trees, either. So, you know, we're thinking alchemy. We're always thinking about someone creating gold or something more valuable. But it also depends on your perception. What's valuable to you? So if you're in an area where you have no trees, you might actually be using your alchemy to create wood. And
that's true.
Yeah, so I was looking at the whole thing. So they got dynamic alchemy, which is relating to energy and motion, originally called divine alchemy. This is the recognition of the unity of spirit and matter. And through certain techniques, it reverses the polarity of one's physical life on a material plane from a lower vibration to the desired quality. So basically what that means is you're manipulating energy to raise the vibration to create what you want. And in some instances, it's the idea of raising your vibration to attract it too as well. But I think it's on a level of focusing on oneself, so there's a lot of things about you that you're trying to change too. So by bringing the vibration of yourself up to a higher frequency too, you come to a different realization about yourself. So you realize that, say you had a bad attitude and you just thought everything's impossible. By using this kind of these techniques, you can actually raise the vibration of you personally, to raise your awareness of yourself, to realize that's not true. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what people do when they actually work with the law of attraction. They're changing their vibration to be in alignment with what it is they actually want.
Yeah, dynamic alchemy is the science of bringing about a visible form, condition, or experience by building an idealized structure in mind, together with an understanding of the alchemical son of the god, the spiritual forces, the penetrating laws, the receptive sheath, which is actually Isis, and the emanating of the world mother. So it's like a combination of a lot of things that some people would call angels, but they are angels. But it was the idea of looking at Jesus more as in a son, but more of a focus point. Do you know what I mean?
You confuse me with the last part.
See, in Egypt, everybody thought that when they focused on the sun god, that they were focusing on a god of sun, when it was actually looking at Jesus in that way because of him and the way he radiated, you know, he resonated like the sun, the physical sun. So when people were around him, he was like the light that opened the door for everybody. In the midst of Jesus coming to you, see, when Jesus taught, his words just didn't change people in the sense of their perception, but it was like the sun, how it hits the earth, how things out, a seed will mature into an adult plant. You know, so it's like looking at that way of a person being as an infant in spirituality, and then by being influenced or being a part of Jesus, that person grew from that being an infant into being an adult spiritually. So it changed their outlook on life. So if you look at it, it's more Jesus was the Son, but not just the Son of God, but he was also the Son itself. It's growth, spiritual growth. So, today we're also doing readings, guys. If you want to call and get a reading, the number here is 646-721-9031. I've always wanted to say that, too. Like, 646-721-9031. The first 5 minutes are free. So, so Barbara, I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to tell everybody, for people calling the show tonight, I usually have $65 for 60 units and $45 for a 30-minute session. But if you call while this show is on the air and leave a message either through my website or on my phone that you want to do a reading after the show, it'll be half price for you tonight. So get in there right there and get that. Also, one other thing, guys, if you donate to the show, you know, I see money go into my account. I see who you are. But basically, that's all I have. I don't have a phone number, nothing like that. So if you do that and you want to take advantage of the 5-card angel card reading, you must call me. Or you can call me on the show here and say, hey, I'd like to get that after the show. No problem. Okay? No problem at all. And I really recommend that you get this book called The Alchemist Handbook by John Randolph Price, and also the Super Beings book. Super Beings. And when I said there's two books, I actually have two books here. It says Super Beings on it by John Randolph Price. Okay? One says they are with us now, ready to show us the way to unlimited health, happiness, and success. And then the other one says, the super beings, overcoming limitations to the power of the mind. I don't know why they both have different titles, because I've read both books, and pretty much the identical, same book. One's actually more older than the other, or maybe it's just a different copy. But I'm serious. To take that front and say, I am a super being. I am with them now, ready to show myself the way, because I know I have unlimited health, unlimited happiness, and unlimited success. If you want to throw a little twist on the end of it and say, I have unlimited money coming to me at all times, then do that too. If that's your focus point of what you think, that's, you know, I think we're thinking those things for a reason, because we see a lack. Anytime you see a lack in your life, that means that you're not being true to yourself and being your full potential. Or you wouldn't have those lacks. So you're focusing on the lack of you. When you start focusing on who you are, the whole you, then you start thinking that in different realms, and all of a sudden you start noticing that you start attracting things to you. I mean, I know when I was in Colorado, that apartment I had, when I got that apartment, when I moved out there, I just realized at that moment, see, that was a manifestation that happened. I want furniture in my apartment. I never really specified how that happened. I just said, I want some furniture in my apartment. I don't know how it's going to happen. At the time, I really didn't have a budget. That's why I said budget. I don't say money. I said I didn't really have a budget for it, but I did say I do want this, and I do want furniture because I'm tired of sleeping on the floor. And then I did start noticing that my landlord would come up every day, and he would say, so I got some furniture. Do you want this furniture? And I'm like, my angels always say, when something happens, you have manifested that to happen. So therefore, somewhere down the line, you said something or did something to make this happen. So accept your manifestation. That's what it means, accept. Make a definite decision to accept your manifestation, which means when someone shows up at your door with a check for $25,000, you don't sit there and go, I don't want it. I don't take charity. It's not charity. It's the answer to your manifestation. It just came to your door. Which if you sit there and look at your life and do a life review, you'll probably find out that you did do that. You did ask for it. You're like, okay, guys, I really don't feel like going anywhere today. It's raining, it's snowing, whatever. It'd be great if money would just show up at my door. And then money does. And then you're going to sit there and go, no thanks. That's crazy in itself, wouldn't you think? And then you have to sit back and trace your steps back and say, am I really scared to manifest the life that I really want? Because that's a good one to think about right at that moment when you're sitting there telling somebody, I don't want it. I mean, $25,000 doesn't show up at your door every day. And all of a sudden it did. Are you honestly going to sit there and say, no, thank you? Are you going to let pride stand in the way? Now I see why pride's a sin. It makes us do stupid things. You know, it's like you look at the situation and go, okay, responsibility. I think we also have a bad thing about responsibility. Responsibility, you know, we're always talking about being responsible to everybody else, but how about being responsible to ourselves? When you're responsible to yourself and nurture and care for yourself, it seems like everything else takes care of itself. Everybody around you seems to do what? Learn how to take care of themselves, so therefore you guys can enjoy each other to the fullest. Makes perfect sense to me. So what is a super being? A super being is a person who's actually living the life he was meant to live in the first place. He understands what his path is. He understands his power. He understands who he is. He doesn't misuse it. He just starts using it. You know, in the process of people not using their power and say, well, what if I did this? What if I did that? Well, you know something? You'll never find out unless you do. You know? Accept the miracles and accept the opportunities that are falling in your lap. See where they take you. They're not happening for, you know, they're just not happening. There are things that you're manifesting. So in the sense of the world, the law of attraction is working 100%. 24/7. So therefore, what are you going to do? Let it work against you or work with it? Working with it is just the idea of accepting it. Working against it, it's, you know, like we saw in The Secret, the law of attraction is like the law of gravity. I guarantee you, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, short, big, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. I guarantee you, if you fall off a building, you're going to hit the ground. Because the law of gravity is working 24/7. Ba-boom. And it doesn't care. It's not discriminatory. It doesn't care who you are. You're going to hit the ground. Same thing with the law of attraction. That's why we like using that one metaphor. It's the idea. The law of attraction says, I don't care who you are. Whatever you think, whatever you want, make sure that it is what you want that you're thinking about, and you'll get it every time. And then sit back and look at the situation and go, okay, did I really call this in? Well, it dropped in your lap. It didn't drop in your neighbor's lap. It's yours. It's not like getting mail from your neighbor in your mailbox. But even in that sense of the word, I think when things like that happen, you cross paths with somebody you've probably been wanting to talk to for the last whatever, and all of a sudden you get their mail. It's a perfect opportunity to communicate, isn't it? So it's the idea of following through. See where it takes you. Might be an added friend that actually might bring more things of what you're actually focusing on to you. So it's all one big cycle, isn't it? It's like looking at time. What is time? Time is not a straight line. Time is continuous. Why is time continuous? Because we are. What's the one thing holding you back in your life? What's the one thing holding you back from having the life that you want? You are. Okay? So, Barbara, why don't you tell everybody who you are, give them their information out, too, so how they can reach you, so they can actually get a fantastic reading and a channeling from you as well. And you also do life coaching and counseling, too, as well, right?
Yes, I do.
And I want you to tell everybody.
Let's see. Go ahead.
So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go right ahead.
No, you wanted me to tell everybody what?
Who you are, how they can reach you, and... And you've got a fantastic website. I could have sworn. Well, there we are. You have a fantastic website, so check it out. And where's everybody at? Come on, it's a fantastic show, guys.
My name is Barbara Reynolds. I'm a life transformation coach, a channel, a spiritual teacher, and an energy healer. And I have a radio show of my own on Fridays at 2 o'clock Central Time called Getting the Answers to Life's Questions. And that's at blogtalkradio.com/Barbara11121. Or you can just put Barbara Reynolds in the search engine and it'll bring it up. My website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I do offer a free 20-minute trial session to any new person that wants to come and check me out. That way you can find out whether or not I'm in alignment with who you are before you put any money out there. So, I think I told you everything.
All right. That's how she always goes. I lost my freaking train of thought. And also, guys, if you want to contact me for a private reading, I do life coaching, relationship counseling. I have sessions, 60-minute sessions, 30-minute sessions, 15-minute sessions. And if you contact me through my website, it's actually, I do have a flat rate of $40 just for an angel card reading itself. Sessions, the reason I call them sessions is because you get so much in a session, excuse me, that it's just not a reading. It is so much information. We try to help you out with the answers, but also my angels and guides, and we give you also a lot of stuff that comes with tools on how to maintain, how to keep going forward, how to focus, whatever it pertains to. We give you the tools to do that with. And so we just don't do a reading. We give you everything and anything. So I don't believe in giving people information and just dropping it at the last minute. So, okay, see you next. So it's a very quality section. And a lot of times we call them 60-minute sessions, but I don't think I've ever actually done a 60-minute session. They've always been more and longer. So you want to take advantage of that. That is, right now if you go on my website, they're actually $125 for a 60-minute session, $75 for, and actually, hold on for a second. It's actually $125 for one session, but you can also buy, I think it's a block of 11 sessions for $175. There's also a session you can get for $75, or you can buy six sessions for $85. So, you know, there's a lot of choices on there. I'm also, I have this thing right now. I have my Colorado Fund and Support the Show Fund. And for everybody who gives a $5 donation or more, you'll get a 5-card angel card reading. And that's my way of giving back to you, for and a way of thanking you for giving me the opportunity to go to Colorado and to reopen my shops. And so I can say, I know there's more to it than that, but it's just the idea. Go to my website. My website's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And you'll see all my prices. And what I'm saying, guys, I have prices for relationship counseling, which is like $175 for a 45 to 60-minute session. But this month, starting in March, I'm going to be giving that away at $175 for 90-minute sessions. And you can also get three sessions, which I really recommend at least three sessions, because I know we can get it taken care of, whatever it is, in three sessions. And we need to proceed from there, whatever it is. I'm just saying, you take the whole thing, and you can get three sessions for $333. And if you really look at it, that's a heck of a discount by getting all three sessions together. And that just kind of enables us to keep going so we can actually work with you and not focus on anything else. And that's our goal, is to give you 100% to you. So if you want to take advantage of that, the number is 937-838-6337. Again, that number is 937-838-6337. If you actually book a reading with me on the show, while we're still on the show right now, leave a message on my phone or leave a message to my website or through my email address for making that appointment to get a reading. And I always say, if you can't really do a reading after the show, but as long as it's booked during the show, as long as it's booked in the next 24 hours, I will give you half. So therefore, instead of $65, I'm not really sure what half of $65 is, but I'm just saying, look at $65, cut in half, and that's how much it would be for you for tonight for signing on. So if that's something you really want to do, then you just jump right in there. The number is 937-838-6337. If you're a person who also wants to advertise on the show, give me a call. I recommend that you go find out how much it would cost to advertise on a 2-hour show or a 3-hour show. Tell me what it is. Okay? And I will cut it by half. So if you want to do that, give me a call at 6337. Or contact me on my website, which is www.psychicjourneyman.yolasite.com. www.thebetterhumanbeing.com. And if you're a person who would like to sponsor this show, give me a call and this talk. And I'm sure we can work out some kind of arrangement and give you the best exposure that you've ever had. Same thing with the commercials, too. I mean, if you want to commercial, you know, advertise through this show, you'll have full access to my website, my show, and everything like that. So I guarantee you, I think a show like this would probably go for at least $200 or $300 in advertising. So give it a shot. Give it a go. And I also have gift certificates going on, too, right now, which is great because we're going into a lot of situations with anniversaries, marriages, weddings, and that kind of stuff. So gift certificates are always great to get to somebody that you really don't know what they want. And I guarantee if you do that with a situation of what they're going to get when they do this session with me, I guarantee it's going to benefit and really have an effect on their lives. So think about that as really helping somebody out that someone you really love. So give that a check. And give us a call. Again, that number is 937-838-6337. My website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So give us a call. And let's get back to the show here. And Barbara, with the situation about the super beings and that kind of stuff, would there be anything that you'd like to add to that?
Well, you know, one of the things that he talks about a lot in the book is recognizing the difference between cause and effect. Or maybe it wasn't this book, maybe it was the Abundance book. Anyway, the whole cause and effect thing is still a good thing for people to recognize, because so much of our life is actually based on effect, and you cannot change effect because it's already happened. But mm-hmm. you have to recognize what the cause is. You know, like he's talking about abundance, and he's saying the cause of the abundance is God, the creator, the source, whatever name you want to give it. It all mm-hmm. comes from that same source. Your employer is not the cause. Your clients are not the cause. Your parents are not the cause. They are part of the effect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And he also says in the book, too, that you're not creating anything. What you're doing is it's like doing a treatment to let down your resistance, to basically to let in what you were destined to have in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And
you know, that's why some people would want to work with a coach or someone who can help them to let down that resistance. Because we don't even know what we're resisting a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Also, guys, if you're out there listening, we are taking calls for readings today, angel card readings. Barbara's here. She's great at, if you need to, I guess, ask questions about your angels and that they're giving some messages and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what I do anyway, but I'm just saying. I love it because it's the idea of getting the advantage of two sides of a coin at the same time. So give us a call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. Also, I just came from a show called The Dream Team 1 here on Block Talk Radio, which was today. It's Thursday. I keep forgetting it's Thursday. Is it really Thursday? And I guess they were on at 7, and it was a great show. I really liked the show, and I recommend everybody go watch this show and check it out on Block Talk Radio. It was on today at 7, so I'm not sure if it's on every day, every Thursday or not, but look for it. It was a pretty good show. I liked it. And it wasn't just because I was on it. But I really think it's one of those things that's kind of like really going to expand and become something bigger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Yes. And it's like one of those things I was looking at here in the chat room of, I do ask questions from time to time, like, where the heck is everybody at? So this all kind of like say, okay, in the next 5 minutes, everybody's going to show up. Oh, the Dream Team 1 says their show is on Mondays and Thursdays. And if you got, is it at 7 o'clock? Or is it 8 o'clock Central? Well, I know there's like an hour's difference. Okay, 7 p.m. Eastern time. They're on Mondays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check it out. It's the Dream Team 1. And I loved it. I think it's just going to be a really fantastic show. I feel like they're really putting a lot into it. And I think we're going to hear some great things from them, too. So let's put it out there and say, okay, yes. So, you know, it's just one of those things, like we all go through those certain transitions. And once we get to the other side where we should be at, that's when the fun begins, I think. I know it has for me. So we're just having a great time. And that's what I'm saying. In the books, different things he's talking about, you're not making anything happen. There was actually a section here that I was actually reading out here that I think a lot of people should do. As you start your day, you should put it down and say, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. As you're writing down your desires for that day, and just continue with, through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body or affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. By believing in your wonderful inner self, it's the idea of believing in the God essence, which, where would God essence come from but God himself? See, one thing we want to go over is the idea, because I feel like this is just a foundation of the whole thing. This is simply not a game of positive thinking, nor is a Pollyanna approach to life. It's learning to work with the one great power of the universe. And everyone can be what you call a super being if they adhere to the principles of teaching and dedicate themselves to achieving mastery over this world. And that's basically he has here what it is through conversations and communications with advanced souls. He basically, what he did was he came out with an outline of developing for expansion of consciousness. Okay? It talks about what you do, what do you desire in life? You must focus your thoughts on what you really want. You must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. That one, to me, really rings true because I've seen so many people. There was a story of a guy who actually had a chance to have everything he ever wanted in his life, but he wouldn't make that one choice of moving his whole family across country to get that. Okay? At that moment, the only person he can blame for not having the life that he wanted was himself, because he wouldn't take that one step to do that. He basically was arrogant about it. Says, I'm not moving my family across country. There has to be an easier way. Now see, that's somebody beating the wall and beating on their chest and going, I can do it myself. Okay, when the angels were sitting there going, but all you have to do is pack up and go live your life. And he wasn't willing to do that. So see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. No matter how that's going to happen. It's like we're starting to talk about the show. You know, most people would sit here and say, this is not real radio. Okay, but it is radio. Maybe not on the big, I think it is on the bigger scale here. It's just one of those things, like I said, everything else. You look at Howard Stern and all those places and where they came from. Okay? It all started somewhere and became huge. But it started somewhere. So it was the idea of making that definite decision to accept the fulfillment of that desire and how it unfolds to you, which will be the best for you. It's in your best interest. You know, the angels and guides and stuff are leading you in directions of showing you what is your best good. And that's what they're trying to do. What is good for you? Because you're thinking it to yourself all the time. What is good for me? What is the best thing that I can do right at this moment? You know, so if you sit there and eat a fudge brownie and then you feel terrible about yourself later on, you didn't listen. But the only person you got to blame, for that brownie doing what it did to you is you. Because you're the one that made the decision to ingest it. Okay, and that's what they're saying in manifestations. Once you make a decision and you make that decision, and what they're saying too in the sense too, make the decision now. Now go back to focusing on what you want. Go back focusing on your life. I always say, in the process of focusing on your life, you do it automatically when you fuck. I'm sorry, focus. Well, that was a slip on words. When you focus on your life, when you focus on your life, which means you live your life. So you're automatically focusing on what you should be focusing on at the moment anyway. Because if you could do it differently, then you would have, but you didn't. That's what you came up with, okay? That's number two. Number three is your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience and form unless you have a consciousness or a mental equivalence of them or for them, which is basically talking about the ideal in your mind. If you have a thought that says, I can't do it, and but your mouth is saying, I'm going to do this, your subconscious mind is going to override that because your manifestations are manifested from within to outwards. So what's blocking you from manifesting what you want is what's inwards. Your subconscious mind is working against you. Your mouth is outer. Your subconscious mind is inward. So you go inwards. But see, it says you can't do that unless you have a mental equivalence. But it's also telling you that. So therefore, that means what? That you can acquire that mental equivalence. But you need to make that choice and make that decision of where you're going to put the energy at. Are you going to put the energy into what you don't want? Or are you going to put the energy into what you want? The cause and effect. People say money's not a spiritual concept. Yeah, it is. It's called cause and effect. So, it's also called, maybe you guys understand this one, give and receive. Okay? But you also look at the situation, giving and receiving. I mean, if you sit and unconditionally love somebody, you're giving love. And they give love back to you. So when you give, the receiving automatically happens. Okay? If you're really focusing on loving yourself, more than likely the person you're focusing on loving also has the same equivalent too. So therefore, they'll love you back. If you're in a situation where a person's not loving you back, I think you should take a look at yourself and ask yourself, do you really love yourself? Because someone doesn't love you. They're treating you like garbage. So maybe in the sense of the word, you're treating yourself that way too. So take a look. I guarantee you, go inwards, you're going to find the answers quicker. The first step in building a mental equivalence is recognizing the divine ideal corresponding to your desire already, to your desire already exists in your superconsciousness. This is this is the intellect. I don't like these big words. Okay, this is the intellectual awareness. But an intellectual awareness alone does not have sufficient power to shape the outer picture. Your feeling nature must also be brought into play. Now, when we talk about feeling nature, what that means is living your life. It's like you declare, this is what I want for this day to happen. And then you walk that day like it's already happened. Okay? You don't start to think about it, okay? If you stop right now and start thinking, why is my life not like this? I declare it this morning. Because at that moment you stopped and started thinking, your life stopped. So what you're doing is you're keeping yourself from experiencing what you've declared by thinking and doubting about it. But once you put yourself back on the path and start heading that direction again, it might not happen that day. But I wouldn't be surprised if it happened tomorrow. Because you already put the thought out there. You just kind of postponed it because of the hesitation and the procrastination. Okay, when the two are combined, a powerful reaction takes place in the subjective phrase of mind, setting up a vibration that corresponds to the spiritual equivalence of fulfillment in your superconsciousness. What that means is when you bring the two together, which is the ideal of intellectual awareness, is the ideal of what you're, when we say ask for it, that you're asking for it, the thinking, asking. And then the spiritual part of the whole thing of acting it's like acting natural. Yeah, acting natural, or the nature of it, it's the ideal nature of life. What is nature of life? It's living it. So what you do, okay, I asked for this, this is what's going to happen. Okay, thank you. You can also throw a little thing on there, too, if you get things spinning by saying, you know, like, I want to do four readings today. I want to do four private $100 readings. Okay? And then I turn around and say, okay, thank you, God, for those four private $100 readings. Thank you very much. And then I go and live my life. And, you know, I go do my show. I go take a walk. I go work out. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. Almost like to a point where people will say, well, I guess you don't really care if you want it or not. No, it's not the idea I don't care if I get it or not. It's the idea I don't care because I know I already have it. That's owning it, okay? So you take it one through. This vision, this fusion of mind and heart along the lines of particular desire fulfillment, if protected from thoughts let's do that one more time. This fusion of mind and heart along the lines of particular divine fulfillment, if protected from thoughts to the coronary, contrary. Okay, for some reason my tongue is in a knot. It's actually contrary to belief, which means the idea, as long as you put your mind and heart along the lines of your particular desire fulfillment, then it will happen. As long as you do not, which is basically what they're saying here, is as long as you protect it from the opposite. As long as you don't let those negative thoughts come in, then what your mind and heart have actually creating together will happen. So the conviction of mental equivalence becomes the pattern through which the creative energy of mind flows or radiates. Which means on the idea of focusing on that energy and bringing it into you, it's kind of hard to put that in perspective, and sometimes for people, how's that energy working? Well, it's the idea of focusing. Scientists have put it like this. If you take and put, we've recently discovered, which is probably not recently, but recently discovered that we could not have the universe unless consciousness existed too, which was projected into the universe to create the universe. So there had to be consciousness to mentally say, universe exists. Poof. Okay? If that would have happened, there would be no universe. So therefore, it is saying in the strong sense of what science says, on a smaller scale, is exactly what you're doing in your life. You're intersecting consciousness into what you want. And when you do that, you're saying, okay, this is what I want. And when I say consciousness, you're consciously saying, you're intentionally, your intentions, you're consciously saying, these are my intentions of what my life wants to be. Okay, you're intersecting that in there to the energy, okay? And then you, affirmations raise your vibration and you attract it. But see, to have that equivalence is to let down the resistance, to let it into your life. Because what you're attracting is something that was yours in the first place. When you start attracting things that aren't there, and then all of a sudden they start becoming a part of it, you've let down your resistance somewhere along the line to tell yourself that I do deserve it. And now it's coming to you. If you wouldn't have had that resistance in the first place, it would have already been a part of your life. So what it's doing in the essence here is correcting it. Okay, your path was already chosen for you. So now what you're doing is you're clearing up the clutter. Okay? And putting yourself back on the path.
And Donnie.
Yes, sir?
They want me to mention this to you because they say this is something you need to be aware of. When you were talking about saying, like, I want four $100 paid sessions today, they want you to make sure that you carry that throughout your day. Because when you come to your radio show, you often advertise your special prices, which are less than $100 per session. So then you are sending out conflicting messages.
Okay, I'll go right in and correct that right now. I'm just saying, when I was telling everybody, it was like my special for everybody who calls the show. I'm focusing on, and I'll clarify that for everybody. If you're a person who doesn't call the show and you go right straight to my website, then the prices that are on my website, those are your prices. Okay? And the reason I do it for my radio show guests, as I call them, is because it's how much I appreciate you calling and coming to the show. So therefore, that's my special price for you. If you recommend somebody through the show, of course, by them being a part of you, then I would definitely give them a discount too as well. But the original prices of my readings is $125 for a 60-minute session, $75 for 30 minutes, and I think it's $45 for 15 minutes. But see, the one thing I stress to everybody too is, yes, I want all those things for myself because I feel like that I deserve every dollar that I actually charge a person who comes to me. Because to me, I think sometimes the reason I focus over $100 is because I know I give over 100%. That's the truth. I mean, I've had people come on the show, kind of look at me going, you know, it's amazing to listen to you do readings because you, the person will say something, you go right into it. You just don't give them answers. You give them, I mean, in the course of 5 or 10, you know, 15 minutes, you're giving them everything they need to know. So if you never hear from them again, I can feel really, very, really confident that that person's actually using that information and those tools and making a big difference in their life to actually go get that whole thing of being a super being themselves. Okay? So check it out. I also want to sit here and say, guys, check out my show tomorrow on daytime, Reaches and Kelly. No, I'm just kidding. it's actually, it's called Missing Spiritual Link with me. It's called, with me, my real name is Donnie and my friend Courtney. I'm hoping Courtney pops in. I haven't seen her in the last two shows, and I know she's out in Arizona doing her little thing. And I could say some choice words here. I won't. I know she's, you know, she's got a lot of things going on. She's got a lot of things on her plate, so we'll just leave it at that. It's just one of those things of wanting to come back and do the show, because I can tell people, and I've been doing this lately, where I can actually tell you if you are a starseed or something. But when it comes to really getting into detail about the starseeds and that kind of stuff, I'm still studying that. Until I come to a point where I'm really comfortable with it, then I'll come out and I can do those myself. But right now, I'm still studying them. I know what star seeds are, but in the sense of the word, if you call tomorrow, it's Friday, it's on 11 o'clock Eastern. If you call the show, we're doing free past life readings and star seed readings. That's what the show says, and we're hoping Courtney shows up. But if she doesn't, I probably can't tell you if you are a star seed. I just really can't go into detail, and the only thing I can tell you is what I've been told as we do the reading. But past lives, and we actually have a thing now that I call Atlantean readings, where it's the idea, were you Atlantean, where were you at? Which is very cool, man, because if you're just going to really get into the situation of this show, we've been doing readings for people that are Atlanteans, but we're finding out one thing. With some of the people I've been doing readings for, Barbara, they're not from the Mediterranean. Uh-huh. They're not from the Mediterranean Atlantis. There are a few. And I do believe that I was from the original Atlantis that was based in the Mediterranean, too, as well. And but we actually had a couple of readings I'd done with a lady who was actually in an outpost of Atlantis based in Iceland. Also, I talked to a lady who was also a reincarnated Atlantean from an outpost in the Atlantic Ocean, the Bermuda Triangle. And we've talked to several people, too, that have actually were part of the people who actually created the empire, the Egyptian empire, that actually influenced those people. I mean, it was kind of funny. We thought that here's a band of Egyptians walking in the desert, just wandering in the desert, didn't really, and all of a sudden they decided to create this power, this empire. And most of the people I've been focusing on and that kind of stuff is there's like six or seven Atlanteans that actually came to that area in Egypt and actually motivated those people to create what they did. Even to the point of actually becoming pharaohs themselves, because we were sort of looking at the situation going, okay, why would these people look at pharaohs as gods? Now, we know throughout history that we had powerful kings, but why would why in this particular one? And we also did research on it, too, where a lady who actually had written a book on it, and she talks about there's a part in the book that talks about the three falls of Atlantis. And if you sit there and look at Egyptian culture, mm-hmm. there's also three kingdoms. There's the Old Kingdom, the Middle Kingdom, and the New Kingdom. So there's that tie-in. There's pyramids. As we progress with the show throughout here in the future, we're going to be tying in the Mayas, Mexicans, just all kinds of things that you can actually trace in. Because people don't realize this, but everybody on this freaking continent is an immigrant from another country. Everybody. They've even traced the Indians back to originating in China, or not China, but right there about Russia, crossing the land bridge. They also, Mexicans, I mean, people don't realize this, but people that live in Mexico, they're all from Spain originally. They're all descendants. So at one point in time, this continent was, there was nobody really here, per se. So there's a lot of things that went on that no one knows about, and Atlanteans were really cool about that, too. Atlanteans were also so dead bent on that when they, if they did live on the land itself, that when they left that land, they left it the way it was. Okay? So the idea of trying to find something that's, in some sense, the worst way you can't find things, wasn't like they were hiding it. It was just the idea of people have certain philosophies of how they feel with nature. They don't destroy nature. Okay? So, mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to maybe doing some readings for people that would be from an outpost near China. There's another outpost that was near Australia. I was reading some stories about Australia where they were talking about mermaids. There was more around Australia that you see the account of mermaids than you do anything else. And I was thinking, when I saw the vision, I saw a man and a woman who could take off an apparatus that looked like fins, but it's like the ones we put on our feet today. But this one covered the lower part of the body, and they swam through the water in a different way, which actually was more powerful than what we do now. So, you know, I told a lady to build a pier. I told a lady to take some big quartz crystals and put them around her in a circle and pull the energy out and use her focus on her mental abilities. Use that in her and the crystals to channel the energy out of the environment to create a force field around her to protect her when she's meditating. You know, I was like, okay, I can, in a sense, I can recognize, I know where that came from, but some of the things that you, because it's like, look at Atlantis. How come they were so far advanced in their technology? Because their culture believed in the individual and believed in each other and believed in everything that went along with it. So in the process of doing that, just think that today, if you did the same thing today, you have no money, you help each other instinctively, okay? Brother taking care of brother, sister taking care of sister. So in the process of having 100% to focus on exactly what you'd like to do, like if you're a rocket scientist or you work at NASA and that kind of stuff, you're not focusing on anything else because there's nothing else to focus on. You don't have responsibilities, as in people call them responsibility to pay electric bill, the gas bill. Your society is based on an unlimited energy source that as long as it stays in a positive state of mind and always continues to focus on the individual and its civilization as a whole and one, it all works together. So there are no these other bills and that kind of stuff. So you can take 100% and focus on your career, your talents, your gifts. So they're the ideal of developing technology that quickly. You had 24/7 to do it. Everything else was being taken care of because of your service and what you focused on in your life was contributing to the whole. So therefore, in the process of doing that, it automatically works for itself. So I'm just going to say, if you did that now, took the money away, took all these bills away, and let everybody focus on their gifts and their talents and their destiny and what they were supposed to do, and that's all you had to do. Like, you focus on that. We also know for a fact that when you work, they always say, you know, no play, no way, you know. So you have work and play, and so you're living your life. You know, you're actually being a very spiritual being, and you're living your life, you know. So makes perfect sense why their technology, why their the idea of having medical procedures that are advanced. But if you really look at the procedures, too, some of the medical advice that Edgar Cayce handed out to people and that kind of stuff, it was really simple. But the reason people look at it as being not so simple is because it took years to actually come into creating those techniques. That's what they're talking about. So they're not hard techniques. It's just the idea of realizing sometimes one has a tendency to get in his own way of development. So if anybody wants to get a reading, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And we're doing readings now, guys, so hop in there. Everybody who gets on the queue.
So talk to me.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Connie?
Yes?
Was I an Atlantean?
Yes, you was. And it's one of those things.
Tell you something interesting.
Tell you something interesting?
Did I do something interesting there?
Yeah, you're definitely doing something interesting. You still do to this day. So it's the idea of taking one's... It's like, picture this. Everybody is coming back into their own. So a person who channels, or a person who does readings, a person who does anything spiritually, is coming back, or going back to the original plan. It wasn't until we had... It's like, look at the government. And look at the people. Why is there such a difference in the two? Because I think the idea of intersecting alien races into a human culture, or like Atlantis, then you would understand why a lot of things are going on the way they do. Why are certain people warlike and other people are not? Courtney was talking about the reptilians and another race that were very violent, warlike. We're constantly trying to change the ideal of peace. Was something that was looked upon as being one person being walked on. Okay? Not realizing that there was so much strength in that. They couldn't see that. So therefore, Courtney was saying something about where she felt like there was a lot of people that now are like in there, like actually could be reptilian and ascendant races. Actually, the one thing I get with you is being a pure Atlantean. You were here in the beginning. You were here to teach. You taught a lot of things. I see you basically sitting with mass meditation. When I sit here and talk about mass meditation, I'm saying it's like looking at Rome, okay? Look at Rome in the square. Or look at the Colosseum, all right? And I'll picture the Colosseum in its heyday. The floor is still there, okay? Now, you're all sitting in the middle of that thing with your legs crossed and about 50 to 60 people meditating at the same time. If you've ever been in a group with two people, where people are sitting there focusing on their mediumship and that kind of stuff, you feel a very strong power of energy in that room. Can you imagine 50 or 60 people meditating in that kind of situation? And the one thing I noticed too, when I do a lot of readings and trace people back to Atlantis, I don't see bad weather. And we actually had this theory on the show. Yeah, you had this theory on the show where Dominion. All right, it's all broken loose. Okay. So there was a situation where that kind of threw me off. we had a where you got the mass consciousness, you got the energy and that kind of stuff, and people doing their thing. And I always saw I also saw buildings like Roman columns and that kind of stuff, with the buildings with the columns and that kind of thing. And it was very interesting. And I saw you sitting there, and the ideal of thinking about this, guys, I mean, you got a thing where we have mass consciousness, so the civilization was all almost like spontaneously meditating at the same time, which was usually in the mornings between 6:30 and 7. It was early, early in the morning, very early in the morning, and that's the most peaceful, quietest time of the day. And if anybody really wants to meditate, I recommend you do it then. But I also noticed that there was no bad weather. They were also mass consciousness. They created an energy source with the crystals that was conscious of itself. So they all worked in one and one. But they were also able to keep this volcano at bay too. Keep it in a state of dormancy. So it never erupted. The weather was always great. And it's because the ideal of perfect harmony. When you have really positive energy throughout your environment and everybody does the same thing, it might sound crazy how it does really affect the weather. And if you look at this country and this world, how they're kind of like in turmoil in some state of situation, it seems like when it's really, really, really tormented about a lot of things, you have a lot of bad weather. I still think the government really has a hand in that too, but that's another show in itself. Tune in on Friday. But it's like this show too. It's like when I'm on that show, there we start off talking about Atlantis and that kind of stuff, and it takes on many forms too. And that's one of the reasons I like doing these shows, because there's so many people bring in something and it kind of goes that direction, and then someone else come in and say something different and go in that direction. So, you know, everybody's opinion is very valid on this show and my morning show. So when you call in, you don't realize how much effect you people do have on other people that are listening, that have probably gone through the same things you're going through, and in the process of getting a reading or something on the show or voicing your opinion, how many people's lives that you've touched just at that moment. So you do matter. We all matter. We all come together and be equal. So that's what we're talking about Atlantis. Atlantis focused on the individual as much as they focus on the masses, because they couldn't work without one another. For every strong pillar, you know, strengthens the society. So when everybody's strong, then civilization and your society and everything else was strong. And the same thing with Atlantis. We could go into the idea of what broke that kind of weakness, but you could look at today's world. I mean, shoot, we have a military that would rather... Sometimes we have a military that's freaking weird. Either they want to go bomb the hell out of everything, or they don't want to go do nothing. And the ideal is balance means being in the middle. And also we saw this too about relationship, guys. Think about this real quickly. You know, the ideal, like what I was talking about before, selflessness. See, if you listen to the statement itself, you're taking self out of the equation. You cannot give of oneself if you take self out of it. That's where a lot of people get in trouble and become weak because they're giving something they don't have. They haven't taken time. I always tell people that, give me 2 hours in the morning, I'll be that nice person you see all day. That just means I'm taking time for myself. We all need to take that time for ourselves. It's a Atlantean way. Do that for yourself. Therefore, you contribute to society in a whole lot more efficient way. We're talking about this idea of women in general. They talk about independence. Independence is when you take yourself from the whole. You want to be separate of. But at the same time, you want to be loved. In the process of giving love to one, you have to be vulnerable. So when you get into a state of knowing yourself and how, you know, the self-awareness, self-acceptance of knowing who you are, you realize that's not independence. That's just self-awareness. So ask yourself the next time, if you're sitting in a corner by yourself, are you being independent? Because you all think that I got to be independent because you took so much stuff away from me. Nobody took nothing from you. You relinquished it and gave it away. Now you're going the other direction and going, okay, I'll be independent and say to hell with everybody. And then you wonder, okay, how come I'm so lonely? How come I can't have a guy? Because you're not willing to give up yourself. You're being independent, or in some ways, that's a strong selfishness in itself. It's one of those things, Barbara, trying to help people understand the idea of being independent. It's just an excuse not to be a part of the whole. All right? And then it's a contradiction when someone's sitting there saying, I want to be in something special, when you are someone special. But you can't be part of something unless you're willing to be vulnerable. And it's not the ideal. And the ideal of being independent is one of those categories. It's like abortion. It's almost like you can't be on one way of the whole thing. Because I don't think in those situations there is no way to find balance. It's the idea of realizing what it is. It's like, I had a lady come to my shop once who had an abortion, and she thought she was going to be punished for the rest of her life. And I just looked at the situation and saying, you know, this little spirit, this little soul that you think that you killed, you didn't kill nothing. Okay? The spirit still lives. The soul is still with you. It's the idea of realizing those things and go, okay, you made a mistake. It's one of those things for herself that she should never do again because how much it hurt her. Not the idea of the child itself. I'm not saying you're not taking anything separate from the child itself. But if you really look at it and say, okay, the child, everything happens for a reason. If you look at that one statement, everything happens for a reason, then you understand that a choice was made. Okay? In the process of that choice happening, things happened. But to condemn her and want to, you know, judge her and crucify her and all that kind of stuff, it's a waste of energy. What's happening in this country? The more we focus on war, the more war happens. The more we focus on anything in the sense of putting energy into it and negative energy into it, it just makes it worse. The war on drugs keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, what is the solution to all these things? The solution to all these things is to kill the idea of demand. If you sit there and help the people that are going through all this stuff, and I think realistically the people I've seen who have drug addictions are people that either don't know how to love themselves, that don't think they're worthy, which is probably the same thing, not loving oneself. But if you work on that and work on the individual, then you put those people in a situation where they don't need it no more. If you helped everybody across the planet not to need something, then there would be no need for it. But you're all focusing on, we got to do this violent, freaking crazy stuff, shooting up everybody. And what's it doing? It's making them more determined to do what they're going to do. And the process, we're putting people in situations of being traumatized, so they're latching onto more drugs too. Kind of seems like an endless situation to me, because there's no love in it. It's the idea of human arrogance saying, okay, we can do it ourselves. When, you know, we heard this the other day, people talking about the schools. People sort of ask the question about why is there so much violence in schools. And I sit there and listen to Dr. Wayne Dreyer. It was him saying, he got a note from somebody in one of his lectures that said, why is there shootings in the schools? It's like, okay, God, why haven't you done nothing about the shootings in the schools? And God came back and said, don't you remember? You took me out of schools. So see, it's what he's saying is, you made a choice. By making your choice, you created the situation, not God. God's always been trying to direct you, and your angels are always trying to direct you in a situation what's good for you, what's in your best interest. And you keep saying in an arrogant way, no, I can do it myself. Even though you've done it 3,000 or 4,000 times and it doesn't work, you still will be dead bent on that whole thing. But see, what I say is, and the idea of listening to the teachings, if you're sitting here listening to this, you're looking for a different way. You're looking to be one of the super beings. And what super beings means is the idea of not letting situations around you dictate the success of your life. You realize by being a super being that you are the one who dictates the success of your life. So therefore, the war on drugs and all this other stuff out there, what does it mean to you to know all that stuff? What does it do for your life? I guarantee if you trace it back to source, you're going to find out one thing, that none of those freaking things makes a difference in your life. So it's just a more clutter in your mind that keeps you focused on that instead of focusing on you and your life and what you're going to be. Because I guarantee if we all individually focus on our lives and get exactly what we want, be who we want to be, have the experiences we want to be with and be in, be with the people we want to be with, love and put ourselves in a state of mind where we're unconditionally loving everything and anyone and just the whole situation, if each individual did that across the globe, what would you think would happen? I'm sick of hearing these dumbasses out here going, if everything was perfect, it'd be boring. I'd rather have the boring, okay? All right? I'd rather have the boring.
But, you know, Donnie, I had an experience the other day that really is an example of what you've been saying. Because I was moving some stuff, and I had a deadline, and I had a way in mind of how this was all going to come to be. And so my way wasn't working out, and I kept trying, and I kept calling all of the right people, and there was always something wrong. And so I missed the deadline.
Right.
And so then the next morning I got up and I said, okay, it didn't work. I don't know what I did wrong, but I'm open. And it was like 10 minutes later, my guidance told me to go to the phone book and look in there. And I went to the phone book, and I started calling some people to move some stuff. And, you know, they all wanted ridiculous amounts of money because it wasn't a lot of stuff. And then it was like I went on the Internet, and I found this one guy, and I called him up. And he turned out to be the nicest person. He did all the stuff that I needed to have moved, took excellent care of everything. I mean, really, it was unbelievable. He put more care into my stuff than I ever put into my stuff. And he was just so helpful and so nice, and he was also reasonable. So when I got my head out of the way and allowed my guidance to guide me, it worked out beautifully.
Yep. It's one of those things where you look at everything, and I've done the same thing too. I tell everybody, yes, I understand. From time to time, there are things that happen that make us wonder, okay, what the heck was that all about? But we also go back to the teachings of Jesus. I mean, in Jesus' course of his path that he chose, there were a couple times he asked God, is there a different way? And I've always sat there and said it, maybe in a joking way, that if I knew what I was looking, if I was in that situation, I knew it was coming too, I was going to get my ass beat, I'd be asking for a different way too. But one thing you notice in the situation too, that's a very strong learning tool, is that Jesus asked, is there a different way, God? You know, is there something, another way to do what I'm trying to do to get that kind of outcome? And when it came down to the point where, no, this is the best course of action, then Jesus, after he asked, continued on with his life path. Okay, and we were sitting talking before too, and it says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not, so therefore I ask for everything. And then Jesus says, don't think about my birth or my death, think about the outcome. And the idea of manifestation, if you think about the idea of focusing on manifestation, what you're trying to do is you're trying to change your life. Almost like in a situation of being reborn again. Okay? And if you look at that whole part, that's exactly what I see. He lived his life. He focused and went forward. He lived it. And then when he got to a certain point, he came to a point in his life where he changed. Okay, the manifestation of what he was trying to accomplish in the process of his death happened. On the other side of that was rebirth. Okay, he raised from the dead. And when you sort of look at that situation, when people start manifesting for the very first time in their lives, that's exactly what it feels like. You just realized who you are. You awaken from a dead life, and you're reborn, and you basically, I guess you would say, have the kingdom of God in the palm of your hands, which is what Jesus rose up to. He ascended back into the heavens. So when you look at that whole thing, it's a pretty powerful statement if you look at it for what it really is. And people, you know, when I sit and look at it all the time, people are sitting there going, you know, Jesus died. No, I don't think he did. I think it was a thing of going through the moments to show what people, sometimes what people have to do to actually see who they really are. There's a point in your life that you just surrender and there's death. Well, that was weird. I did not like that. statement. I love that statement. No, I was sitting here and all of a sudden my switchboard disappeared. Let me phrase on that, guys. Let me correct you on that. I was sitting there going, okay, what? My switchboard just disappeared. That's why I didn't like that, because I was sitting there looking at something and saying, okay, is there any callers on the line? All of a sudden the switchboard's gone. So I couldn't tell if there was. But if you guys want to call in here and get some answers, we still have some time. And the number here is 646-721-9031. We will, right now, you know, take it in, take what you got to do, that kind of thing. But we are answering questions. If you get in here right now, as long as there's people in the queue, I will get to every one of you guys and answer every freaking question that you have. So call in now. The number is 646-721-9031. We're just going over the ideal manifestation. Me and Amy was on the show, I think it was earlier last week, and it was just like we got into this passionate debate. And we were both, I think we were both in agreement, but we're just showing people the ideal of people coming from different walks of life, but they're trying to accomplish the same thing. They just have different ways of doing it, but they're still very successful ways of getting there. So I just thought it was interesting. And when she comes on the show, it's just like everybody starts calling in and going, hey, this is really great, this is that and the other. And we seem to hit on some really intense subjects. So I think it was kind of great. And I just wanted to sit there and go over some of these things in this book. And it's just the idea of the book. It's just the idea of showing people what life's all about. Life is what you make it. That's a true statement. But it's asking you at the same time, guys, what's your decision? It's your decision of which way you're going to go. So are you going to focus all your energy on rehashing and talking about, well, Johnny really screwed me over, blah, blah, blah. And then you get another boyfriend who screws you over too. What happened was you just reaffirmed it and manifested again. What are you going to do? You're going to change. You can change that so quickly by saying, well, I want, and then fill in the blank. What kind of relationship do you want? What kind of guy you want to be with? I go back to this all the time. I tell everybody, I said, this is the easiest way to do this. Sit down, get your pad and paper, or get you one of those old tape recorders from Walmart. Talk into it. Because I think a lot of times what's really powerful is to hear yourself say it. Okay? Or you can sit and do like a lot of us do. You sit there and write it in your journal. And then reaffirm it when you lose track and you don't know what to do and you're kind of like, okay, how can I get refocused? One good thing about writing it down or taping it, you can go back and rewrite it, re-listen to it until you get yourself back into focus. So therefore, that's a really good strong focus point. But also the same thing too is life is what you make it. So what are you going to make it? Because at that point, if you look back on your life, that's why they always say do a life review, okay? Look back at your life. You're going to start noticing that every decision you made, you'll trace it back to what happened. And then you'll start wanting to do it differently. And that's what it's saying to you, that you can make it. You can do it differently. You just need to realize that. So that's what we're saying. Which one are you going to focus on? You're going to focus on what you want. You're going to focus on what just happened. I always say, I wish when your boss fires you that he had an arrow on his head pointing you in the right direction, saying, okay, you got fired for a reason. It's time to move on. It's time to go out there and figure out what you really want to do. Are you a lazy individual, or did you just not like where you were at? Well, you didn't want to contribute because you didn't feel like you were worth anything in the first place, so it's like a vicious circle, so now you just got fired. That's because it's sending you into a direction of saying, okay, what do you want to do? Because I've always noticed that people who throw themselves into what they love are no longer what people call them as lazy. They spend more time in a profession that they love doing than they did the one that they chose to make all that freaking money, which didn't work for them anyway. It always worked against them. They were always chasing after the money. Now they have money chasing after them. You think that's crazy? I don't. Give it a try. See what you come up with. Okay. Oh, what the hell happened there again? You know, sometimes I'm really getting tired of the switchboard. It just disappeared again. Okay. Did it disappear? Nope, it disappeared. I was looking behind the my other page, and it's not there. Okay, let's bring up the switchboard one more time. I'll have to watch my arrow and put it somewhere else. So it won't quick kick. That was just weird. Anyway, we were going to talk about making choices. I just want to go conga. Dun, 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 dun. I swear I do. So let me get that switchboard up again. Okay, guys, give a call in here. We still got some time. One thing I love to do is I love to do readings and I love to work with people and that kind of stuff. So give a call in here, 646-721-9031. And let's do some of those things, guys. Let's work together. Let's have some fun. Yeah, I don't care what kind of question it is. Just call in and ask us any kind of question that you want pertaining to anything that's really a concern to you. I mean, if you're having trouble connecting with your angels, that kind of stuff, and you want some insight to that whole thing, just give us a call. We'll be glad to answer that question for you. We got 18 minutes left. We can do a lot in 18 minutes. And I guarantee if you call in right now and you're still in the queue, even when we do go off the air, I'll answer every question that you got. We've gone over a lot of things here. And like I said before, the super beings. I got a headache. I really wish it would warm up. I'm tired of dealing with artificial heat. And like I said, if you also looked at the show too, we got this thing called Donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and the Support My Show Fund, where we're just trying to get some people to call in. And that's just the idea of supporting the show. Asking for donations to help me get home, helping me to keep the show going. And for every donation that I receive, that it's $5 or more, you'll get a 5-card angel card reading. And like I said, I want to say to everybody right now, thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who has contributed to my show. Amy from Psychic Cupid Arrow, I'm sorry, Psychic Cupid Aim, her show, she donated. Wanda's donated quite a bit. Just these people are like, I would say they're the best things, some of the friends I've had in the past. These people seem to, everybody seems to come in your life at a certain time, and it just seems like since I've been doing this show, there's so many people have jumped in there, and they've been helping me out with a lot of things and that kind of stuff. I just want to thank them all, Amy, Wanda, there's a lady named Trisha Kelly, check her out, Trisha Kelly, her website is TrishaKelly.net, a very powerful person too, very talented. She has a book called Spirit Boy on Amazon. I think it's on the Amazon.com, but check out her website. I'm just saying, with that kind of thing going on, I just want to thank everybody who's contributed to this show, for the listeners, for the people who called in, because it's like one big happy family, and I appreciate everyone, each and every one of you guys. So thank you, Barbara, for being here. You're here every Thursday, and I think Thursdays go really smooth because you are here, so thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Ooh.
We have callers now, too.
Yes, we do. What'd you do, bribe them? Okay. All right, let's go to my favorite area code, 1111111. So, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello, hi. My name is Janice.
Janice, how are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
Say hi to Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Janice.
Nice talking to you, too. What I'm calling about is you had mentioned before that you knew people that were working with a new method, and CEOs do it as far as videotaping and being able to do classes with that. And that is something I would like to eventually teach on. And do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like teaching through the, yeah. Yes, I do. It's like I have this company I just started with. I signed on with 2 days ago called WizIQ.com. And basically what it is, you can have classroom where it's virtual internet that you can talk to people. And I think you can actually, if I'm not mistaken, when they say visual, or I'm thinking it's where you can actually see each other.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that, because the reason I went on there was it's the idea I love to teach. And I love to talk about this.
You're very good, too. You've got a lot of good information. I just want to tell you that I enjoyed listening to you. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. Thank you. But
you're welcome.
I actually had a client tell me about this, and she said you should check this out, because on there you can be a teacher or a student. But what it is, what you do is you go on there and you set your account up. And what I did was they actually have a certain package. I can't remember the package itself, but right now it's going for $19.95. And
okay.
What it is it's a pack. It enables you to, you send out emails to people, and you have a number and a PIN number, and you send out invitations to people. And when they pay a certain fee, and it's like having college, but when you pay a certain fee, you send them the phone number and the PIN number, and it's like a conference call. They all call in, and you teach. And it's just one of those things where it's like being a teacher, but actually being in a position to actually get paid what you think you're worth.
Great idea, because you could maybe reach many areas without having to do so much traveling. So.
Exactly. That's what the whole thing is, because, I mean, if you sit there thinking about teaching in classrooms and that kind of stuff, and I don't like teaching. I don't like teaching in the human world, because they have so many rules and like regulations, because people are always trying to maintain control.
Right.
And when you're in a position of trying to maintain control, you're actually sacrificing so much because of that situation. That, you know, it's like I was talking about before. If we took money out of the equation, our technology would be so far advanced. Our love and our commitment to each other and that kind of stuff would be so far advanced that we would not have the problems that are going on with lack and limitation. But I'm getting irritated with the world right now, because it seems like the more we get into a state of spirituality, that these other people just want to really push the ideal, which visualization of how there are limits. You know, I say, and some of the psychics I've talked to, I like to sit down and teach them too and say there are no such thing as lack of limitations. So quit telling people that self-acceptance means to realize that there are limitations and you need to understand them. And
so
I do
can
believe. Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I do believe that there you have a starting point of looking at limitations so you can actually learn how to overcome them. But to sit here and tell somebody, like, I'm just saying, you can sometimes. The reason I really study a lot, and the reason I get really irritated when I can't really focus on getting more knowledge and getting more to what I can actually pass on to my clients, because I feel like the more I really put myself into this whole thing, the more I'm passing on to somebody else, the more I can help them let go of those limitations. So the idea of going to a psychic who just told me that I need to focus on my limitations, you know, I'm sitting there going, that's what I'm trying to overcome. So that so I think she's really good in the right of what she does, because she's basically telling me something so I can be more determined to have more self-acceptance and to realize who I am and that I am right and that she's wrong. But see, she's still a good psychic in the sense that she's pointing that out to me. You see what I'm saying? So everybody is an asset if you look at it, and everybody's in a positive if you look at what she's telling you. So we can look and say, well, she's a bad psychic. But she made me realize something, so therefore she was an excellent teacher too. Maybe she didn't realize it, but I crossed her path for a reason. And if we can all sit there and do the same thing with every person that crosses our path and realizes that that person's there to teach us something, we would be so far advanced, it would really freak people out, and even ourselves, to realizing what we can do is the idea. Like, this really happened too. They took mass consciousness in a certain area and started focusing on Washington, D.C. to decrease the murder rate. It was a test to see how powerful mass consciousness can be in a positive way. So they focused on this for a year. They would set up certain periods of times to focus and meditate on just that one thing, to decrease the murder rate in D.C. And what they were focusing on was basically the positive part, how that community would flourish Okay, the community is going to really flourish. Thank you, God, for Washington, D.C. being a flourishing environment to everyone concerned. Do you realize at the end of the year that the murder rate actually dropped about 1% between 400 and 500 people die or murdered a year? To actually have 1% of that, to me that shows you that it does exist. Did they take it all away? No. But also in the situation to realize what spirituality is a progression. Those things also came about because of the progression they were going, so they progressed that far. So not in order to reverse it or change it, it would also take progression to do that as well. So it's not going to happen overnight. And plus, in the process of progression, that's where we learn. So if it all happened overnight, we would miss so much. So that's what I'm saying with the situation. So did you have a question?
Oh, yeah. I'm just... Well, since we're talking about this, does this seem like this would be a good avenue for me to pursue for what I'm teaching? Do you have any insight on that?
I do. I said to him, the answer I got very quickly was yes. And I feel like it would definitely reach a lot more people. It's like, I understand in a certain sense of the word, you're also focusing on different avenues to bring income into your life, but also I want you to realize that the reason you're being drawn to those situations and in those directions because your angels are guiding you that way, just so you can have that. So therefore, realize that you do deserve it.
Okay, so the angels are taking me in that way so I can have it?
Yes.
Okay.
The income, the exposure, the people you're going to teach, you're going in that direction, so therefore you can reach those goals.
Okay.
Because every time you, seriously, you know, the ideal of listening to being claircognizance. I wish there was a different word for that feeling. But what it is, it's thoughts and ideals that you get. Those are divine guidance.
Okay. Okay.
Clairvoyance. I'm just saying you're clair. It's like the idea of being clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and claircognizance. Those are all there for you because it's like you see it, you feel it.
Yes.
You hear it. Okay. But the ideal, but most people don't realize that thoughts and ideals in the process of trying to get somewhere, those thoughts and ideals are coming to you. That's also another psychic ability. Thoughts and ideals, those are the answers to your questions. Those are the answers, those are divinely guided thoughts and ideals. So therefore, follow through with them. Every time something pops in your head, follow through with it. See where it takes you. You'd be amazed at where you're going to be at next year.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm where I need to be and just can keep continuing forward.
Yeah, okay. Also, let's ask Barbara, would she have anything to add to that?
I would love to.
And Barbara?
I'm getting that this is all, if you so choose, this is all going to be so much more than you've ever imagined.
Thank
that
God.
There is more potential than you would even be able to think about right now.
Okay.
And that you're going to need... Okay. There's another website that I became a part of called Huddle, H-U-D-D-L-E.
H-U-D-D.
And it's another place where you can connect with others. H-U-D-D-L-E.
Okay. Let me get my...
I want you to look on there as well.
H-U-D-D-L-E. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Huddle.com.
And It allows it to be much bigger. That you can assign things that people can create together, that you can all brainstorm together, that it can be more.
Okay.
And they want you to look at that and to think about that.
Okay.
Because they don't want you to limit yourself.
No.
What you think about, you bring about.
Right. Okay. All right.
Here's another one for you. What a person can conceive, they will be.
Right. That's true. What they conceive, they can be. Yep. Okay.
And all you have to do is see.
Right.
To be or not to be. That's a good one too. To be or not to be. What is your choice? Do you want to be it or don't you?
I want to be.
There you go.
You know, it's funny because I talked to you. It's been a couple of weeks since I spoke to you, and you had just briefly mentioned about the video, the Wiz IQ, And all of a sudden, the last couple of days, I've been getting this shot. You need to call back. You need to find out more about that. So there you go.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually trying to schedule my first class and stuff like that. And
good for you.
And the one thing I was, the last thing I would like to say to you is also that you, you know, consider booking a private reading with me.
I think
that there'll be some things that go on the whole thing. Like I said before, today, that you know, the people call the show. It's usually $65 for 60 minutes and $45 mm-hmm. 30 minutes. But by you, me and you talking right now, if you make it schedule one for after the show, I'll give that to you for half that.
Okay. And did you wanted to do it what tonight or should I have your phone number? I actually today when I was looking, because I was looking for when you were on the air again to get mm-hmm. some more information, and I put your phone number in my cell phone. So I
yes.
have it. So
yeah,
okay,
so,
then I'll call
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I'll call you on that, and then we can see what happens. Okay.
All right.
Very good. So excellent.
Everything's excellent. Everything's great. All you need to do now is follow through, and you'll be good. And like I said, I can actually schedule this for after the show too. If that's good for you, it's good for me. So.
Okay. All right. Well, if I'm able to, then I'll give you a call in probably about another 15 minutes.
All right. No problem, then. I'll be.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Whoa. Let's see. Hello, area code 315. Welcome
to
the show.
Hello, Danny.
Why are you skipping 41480?
That's Wanda.
Oh,
I'm not skipping Wanda. I just know for a fact that when Wanda gets on the air, we're going to be here for the 45 minutes. So I just want to give her plenty of time, and because I know, you know, I love working with Wanda. I just know that for a fact that she takes time. So I wanted to talk to this lady here who's never been on here before. She might have been, but it's been a while, and I just felt like it was very important for this one to get on right now. We have another one after that, too, as well, but I'm just saying, I know for a fact that if I don't work with Wanda on the air, she will definitely give me a call after the show over with, and we do, you know, that kind of thing. So I always make myself access to Wanda, but it's just like with Wanda, I love working with this woman. It's just I'm not trying to be nice, mean to her or nothing. I'm just, for people who call in and that kind of stuff, I'm just trying to give them a chance. And people who have not really had a chance to call in and get a chance to talk. So this is just a chance of getting everybody to get in there and do that kind of thing. And Wanda has my full attention when I get off the air, I guarantee you. So,
okay.
I'm sorry, Miss. Please tell us your name.
Oh, my name is Christine.
Christine.
From Dream Team.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate being on your guys' show, man. That was really fun. The introduction was really, you know, head swelling.
So, thank you. You
really
deserve it.
Thank you. So go ahead and ask.
Well, I called because I'm having trouble connecting with my angels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. What am I doing wrong, or am I not doing something right, or I don't know.
It still, to me, feels like the idea of connecting with oneself. The first thing
mm-hmm.
that came to me was a meditation that I teach a lot of people where it takes a lot of competition, that kind of thing. And I'll give it to you. Just give me 1 second to thank everybody for calling in today. Thank you for everybody who's been a part of the show. Thank you for all the listeners out there. And tune in tomorrow because tomorrow's Friday. And my nighttime show, we're going to be doing nothing but angel card readings and readings for everybody for 3 hours. My morning show tomorrow, we're going to be doing Atlantean and past life readings. So jump in there and take care of the whole situation and join us on those shows. And like I always say to everybody else, God, the angels bless you every minute of every day. And thank you and have a good night. And let's get back to our callers. And the meditation goes something like this, okay? What you do is you sit in a chair, you focus, you close your eyes, you focus, and you point your head down like you're praying, okay?
Okay.
You focus on the back behind the heart. There's a space there. And what you'll see is you'll see, I always tell everybody, use your imagination and see a blue pilot light there. That is your God essence, okay? As
mm-hmm.
you're focusing on that essence, I want you to say to yourself, I love, I love, I love, I love. And keep saying it over and over again. Now, what happens, what most people do is they hear two voices. And what you're hearing, if you hear two voices, that's telling you about the separation between the two, the physical and the spiritual. So what you're trying to do is bring those together to work as one. This is like opening the doorway to to reconnecting with yours.
Oh.
Your spiritual self. Now, you can actually work with the meditation for a while. You can also take that one step further and expand that pilot light to where it's bigger than your body.
Okay.
And then you open your mind, open your third eye. And what you'll see is you'll notice that when you expand that light, it also illuminates your chakras and your aura. So you can actually see blockages. You can see your chakras very clearly. It also enables you to, in the process of seeing this very clearly, you can see the blockages, you know what to work on. Also, the idea of recommending doing a lot of chakra clearing, too. When you first start off, you should at least do chakra clearings. I say you do them every day, because we're always subjected to all kinds of negative energy and that kind of stuff throughout a day and that kind of thing. So when that happens, I recommend doing chakra clearings in the morning to get things started, open those channels, recharge those batteries, do some aura work, and then at nighttime before you go to bed, you know, cleanse, clear, and in some ways balance out your chakras so you can sleep. It's the idea of getting rid of the residue that you've collected throughout the day. And then, because there's a book called Psychic Navigators by a guy named John Holland, and it talks about calling your chakras the spiritual batteries. And it's almost like looking at the spiritual batteries that basically energize you, but also enables you to use your aura more effectively of feeling the environment that you're in.
Okay, because I have chakra crystals.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just saying what you need to do. If you have chakra crystals, are really good because they help you to really focus on those focus points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually really do some really good cleaning. But with you, what I would do is the idea of opening up. Now, I had one lady tell me this once before, and I wasn't too sure why she told me this, but I felt like the idea of being triple Earth, I'm Taurus, sun sign is Taurus, my moon sign is Virgo, and my rising sign is it's Capricorn, so I'm a triple Earth. And she was like, okay, I can understand why you've chosen to be a psychic because you're so grounded. And I'm sitting there going, well, makes perfect sense to me because the more grounded you are, the clearer the message.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So therefore, work on your chakras. You should be working on your ground chakra, which is your root chakra, but there's also one called the ground chakra, which is the one below as a chakra below your feet. There's also chakras behind your knees. If you work on those three chakras in themselves, I would do complete chakra clearings and balancing and meditations, and I would come back and work on those. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
A lot of people would say work on your crown chakra, but I really don't feel like you need to work on your crown chakra. I think it's wide open. It's just the idea of having more groundingness to actually feel and hear and see that the message is clear.
Exactly, yes. Wow. Okay. I will get to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you like to do a little bit of work right this minute?
I didn't hear you.
She wants to know if you want to do some work right now.
Would you like to do a little bit of work right now?
Yes.
Okay, your name was Christine, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just make yourself comfortable and take a nice deep breath, let it go, and then just listen to what I say. There is an older, wiser part of Christine. This part of Christine is eternal. And this part of Christine understands exactly why it is that she's not able to clearly and easily connect with the angels, with the divine beings who are always around her and always there to assist her. And this part of Christine is informing the rest of her now. And it is doing so with love, grace, ease, speed, and compassion. And all of Christine is receiving this information. And all of Christine has decided it is time to let these fears or whatever they are go. And that older, wiser part of Christine is now clearing her energy, her thoughts, her beliefs, her patterns, her programs, all of her past lives, her current life. Everything that was blocking her, that came from herself or from anybody else at any time, is now being released, removed, transformed, and replaced with the beautiful golden light of the Creator and the truth from the Creator's heart. And that truth is that there is never a separation between Christine and these divine beings. They are one, always have been, and always will be. So for Christine, this information transfer and transformation is now complete. Take a really deep breath and blow it out hard. One more breath. Okay, they say you're pretty clear now.
Thank you. Wow, that was awesome.
Well, I think you should be able to hear him just fine.
Okay. Because I'm ready.
Well, great. Wow. They're ready to talk to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Hello. Hello?
Okay, Christine's gone. Yeah,
okay.
I'm here. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're going to go to area code.
Okay.
1111, hello. Hello? 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 Area code 111. I think you're an unknown caller or you're on Skype, but you're on the air because you got your hand up. Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Well, I don't know what happened to them.
I don't either. It seems like they're still there. It's just, you know, I can almost feel them, too. It's like curiosity. But, yeah, let's see here. And then we have this guy here on area code 917. We brought you on, too. And the ideal situation is I would definitely recommend that you and your husband, all right, that's why I put it, I'm sorry, just you and the guy that you're with, get a private reading with me as well.
Okay.
You there?
Yes, I'm there. That was funny.
Seriously, if you come to me and get a private reading with me, with both of you guys coming to the table, because everything would be best to work that way. Usually I have sessions that go for $175, relationship counseling and that kind of stuff, but tell me what your budget is. I can work with that too as well. So I'm just saying, I just feel like you're being counseling the situation of working. I'm not saying you're not being supportive. I'm just saying that's the thing that comes to me. That's why I'm offering you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So, like I said, it's only $175 per session. But if you come to me, I can get it to you for half parking for both of you.
Okay.
Okay. So I recommend that you call me after the show's over with, and we'll schedule an appointment before you get it all done. Whatever's convenient for you, okay?
Sure will.
All righty.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you for calling. You have a great night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye now. Okay, that's how you do it. So, Barbara. I'm just saying, I just feel like I could do more work with those two together than them separately asking questions back and forth and that kind of stuff. It's one of those things that work with the energy.
True.
I just feel like it would be really good for both of them. And the ideal, it's not tools for one or the other, it's the ideal tools working together.
Sense.
I mean, it's one of those things that I can tell you about, in some sense, the world of gay lifestyle and that kind of stuff. But when you look at people who are really trying to love each other, I think it's just, you know, beliefs. We have our beliefs, so just leave it alone. And they all come in their own. It's all a learning experience for everybody, a certain path, that kind of thing of choosing. And I think sometimes, in the sense of the word, it kind of goes against, it's like Amish people. I feel like Amish people, to me, goes against the idea of what they're trying to do. It's like a contradiction. You're basically saying that the world sucks. Okay, so do we, but we still progress. We just choose not to be a part of it. We don't have to wear certain clothing. We don't have to do certain things. There's just too much structure in that whole thing, which, in my opinion, any kind of thing that's that structured is trying to control something. And I know that by living the lifestyle of being spiritual, you have more control by relinquishing and letting go and go, okay, let's go down the river and see what the river's got for us. You know? And I guarantee if you're Amish and you're heading down the river, those clothes are going to make you sink. But that's some heavy cloth. And, you know, it's like, like people were talking about, to me, it's like the Amish communities, I understand the whole thing about work and that kind of stuff, but I still would say we get deodorant. But that's just me. I've actually worked with these people. When I first started traveling with carnivals back in the early 90s, we used to go to this place up here in Ohio called Burton, which is actually supposed to be one of the oldest fairs I think in the United States. One of the oldest fairs, not one of the biggest, but the oldest. And we used to take a, what do they call that thing? Well, one of our rides, we used to have an electric winch and mechanical stuff. Well, they refused to use any of that stuff. So basically what we used to do with the winch, they would pack by hand. So they're hardworking people. And I'm sure it has its own little thing about everything, but it's just the community within itself can be really violent in some sense of the word when they're kids. We almost got run over by a wagon of Amish boys out partying. They drink, I'm telling you. They drink. And you're like, okay. I've noticed certain societies that don't drink, that are very peaceful and loving and very respectful of the individual and that kind of stuff, and you don't have those things. And then you have these kind of societies where they're looking for outlets. And one night we were out and about, we were crossing the street, I think we just came back from this restaurant, and there's this big box wagon with about 10 Amish 16-year-old, well, I don't know if they were 16, but they were teenagers, and they were all freaking drunk, and we almost got ran over. So that was a different situation. I thought so later. So it was one of those things of looking at it and saying, okay, you guys, you know, and the idea of progressing, I don't see that happening in that situation. It's almost like they're stuck in time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's the idea I won't belong to a religion or I won't belong to a church, but I don't see why I can't go there to experience it. I mean, I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine one time, and they go, you go to a lot of churches. I said, yeah, actually, one Sunday, I was in Colorado. The churches there have three services. Okay, you have one at 9, one at 10, and one at 11. I guess it was a way that everybody could actually, you know, depending when you got up, you could still go to church. But it was what they did was, I noticed all the churches were like that, basically. So I actually went to three churches in one morning. I went to a Pentecostal church, then I went to a Catholic church, and then I went to a Baptist church. And
those are three different experiences.
Yes, but like I was told in my guidance, it was, what do you go to church for? To worship. So therefore, you can do that anywhere. So it kind of it was its own little learning lesson of saying, well, if that's the case, then it could be anywhere. It could be under a tree. And the idea of communion, you know, getting together with a bunch of people and that kind of stuff and having fun. Well, it wasn't that one of those things that has to be done. It's just saying, in that kind of form, that you create a really positive energy. So when I started studying Atlanteans, I'm sort of going, okay, that kind of makes sense because that's what they believed in. But in such a grander scheme of things, you know, it was huge what they're thinking. But it was the same concept, and it wasn't something everybody did that had to do it. It was something that was everybody was sawing after the same thing. They just chose to do it all together, but they still respected the individual. I thought that was kind of cool. Tried to do that one. But I will say one thing, Barbara. I walked into the Baptist church. That was a scary experience. I was the only white guy. I was the only white guy there, okay? And I walked in going, oh my gosh, I'm sorry if I'm thinking this way, but I'm scared to death. Until this one girl walked up and she said, may I seat you to your seat? And she was one of the nicest people I ever met. Everybody in the church was just so they, you know, it was kind of cool because nobody sat there and looked at me at anything else but being a human being at that time. I'm walking in there and, come on, guys, let's sit down and have church and that kind of stuff. And I don't think I felt one person in there who looked at me any differently than just looking at another spiritual being. So I really like that. Can I say that with a Pentecostal church? No. So I had, you know, so I couldn't say that with them. I just felt like there were some people that were looking at me in a certain way because of the way I was dressed or the way I wasn't dressed, you know, kind of thing. The Catholic Church, I'm not too sure. I really don't know what I felt there. It was different. Man, was it different. So, but, you know, shoot, I thought that was kind of incredible to get those three experiences in all one day. Did I ever go again? No. The one thing I had problems with the preacher of the Baptist church, out of all the people there, was the preacher himself. He was always saying, okay, guys, I want you to take $175. I want you to take $100. I want you to take this and this and this. I understand the concept. What you give will come back, you know, tenfold. But it was just the way he was. But throughout his whole sermon, I don't really remember him talking about anything else but. So it's like the preachers that the priests that talk or the preachers that talk about the, they have a cloak. Order your cloak now, because it's been baptized, or it's been blessed, and that kind of stuff. You know, and it'll
right.
bless you with financial blessings and that kind of stuff. And those things, what I don't like about them is. I think they should teaching people to realize that they can accomplish those things with just themselves. They don't need any kind of talisman, I guess, or whatever. No devices
right.
except you and the energy and that kind of thing. I do believe that. I understand some people, how they use those things is helping people to have a focus point. But I don't think those things work unless there's a strong belief in something too, as well, that's actually higher up, that what those things would actually be used, where you can actually transfer energy to help manifest what you're trying to do. I've seen a lot of people sitting there going, I focus on the pendulum. The pendulum is not working. Well, it's not the pendulum. The pendulum, or whatever it is, it's a focus point for you to create or be a co. Well, I actually say a co-creator. So you think I actually
right.
covered? Do you think I covered this book pretty well today? These two books I have gotten a hold of.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just saying, how do you feel
Hopefully
about?
Hopefully, everyone will go and get a copy and read it.
I mean, I'm just saying, do you feel like that? Because I mean, what I was doing was the thing I like to do when I go over the book is the book's a good teaching tool, but I think to be a good teacher is to also interpret it so everybody can understand it on different levels. So they can actually utilize the information, but also try to convey to everybody else what I learned from it. So,
right.
So I was like, do you think I actually accomplished that in itself? I'm just trying to get some feedback on, because I know when I start getting very passionate about things, people are like, whoa. Because everybody was, we had a couple of people, I've done that before, and people in the chat room are going, you need to take a breath, man. Breathe. Very powerful, but you know. What was that one that called me Psychic Dad? And actually, what was so funny about it, earlier this week, I think, was that girl called me back when she was having problems with her daughter, and then she was having problems telling her
mm-hmm.
husband. And I had told her, I said, you married this man. Now, this is the stepfather, but see, you married him and told him that he had the responsibility of being a father. And you must have trusted him enough to let him do that. So won't you let him be that father? So tell him what's going on with your daughter. I don't think he's going to get mad as you think he is. And I think it's one of those things that she needs to know. She, you know, the idea of having both you guys supporting her, even if the idea she doesn't agree with it, the idea of both you guys doing this together definitely sends a message to her in a positive way. I mean, her daughter was sitting there saying, well, I'm going to date this guy. I'm going to do what I want to do. I said, man, I don't care about a girl 17 years old. You're trying to cross your lap and bust your ass. And she was like, really? I said, that doesn't matter, man. She's still under your care. She's still under 18. So therefore, you have the right to do those things. You know, the idea of punishment and discipline, you know, that's the strong focus point. That's the foundation of you guys' relationship. I guarantee you, kids respect that more than you think. Okay, no one likes to get their butt beat. No one likes being punished. So they're going to come off like that. But you have to be a parent and make that decision, what's best for that child, which is discipline. Because I guarantee if you have discipline with that child, it's going to be a whole lot more cooperative. And a whole lot more things are going to happen that you're going to be able to accomplish together than this rebellious thing. Because people, I mean, I think it's one of those things of looking at some kids. I mean, parents now are sitting there going, look at their kids, what should we do? What?
Uh-huh.
No, you're the parent. You know, okay, so you're going to move clear across country. Well, my kids are going to lose their friends. I said, sweetie, think about this. How many times have you moved in your lifetime, and how many times was it easy to make friends? Now you ask yourself again, are you making excuses because you know what you need to do, but you're not really wanting to do it right now, or you're not really comfortable with that decision? Examine that part, but it's like you're saying, okay, the kids said they want to do this. You're going to beat yourself up later on when you realize that you should have made the choice yourself and gone. As I was talking about before, this was an actual story where a guy had a chance to have all the things he wanted. He had a big old list. He'd done the study and all that kind of stuff, and he wanted this certain lifestyle. He wanted certain things in his life, and all he had to do is make one move. It was clear across country, but all he had to do was make that one move, and he would have had everything he ever wanted. What'd he do? Every time I hear it, it's like, I could just even picture this guy being arrogant and saying, you know something? I don't want to do that. That's just too much. And basically what I saw was a guy making excuses because the idea of taking on responsibility of exactly what he wanted was a little bit scary. I guess you'd say in some way, some sense of the word, he got comfortable of just getting by. He could handle that. What am I going to do if I'm in a situation where I get exactly what I want? I was actually hearing this on a guy's show where he was sitting there going, you know, shoot, man, if everything was positive, wouldn't it be so boring? You're boring. You know, I was like, I mean, I said, guys, like this, so are you one of those dumbasses that want to go to hell because you think it's going to be so exciting and heaven's going to be so boring? The ideal manifestation is the ideal of having heaven on earth. It prepares you for when you do go
mm-hmm.
there. A lot of people have thought that forever. If you think about reincarnation, you've basically been living forever, just in different bodies.
That's right.
So you've been living forever already. How'd you like it? Life is what you make it. These kids.
So far, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, these kids are saying, I'm bored. Then go do something. It's not my responsibility to excite your life. And I think the reason we're having so much problem with these younger generations of already having divorces and bad relationships because they don't know how to do anything. How do you love somebody else? Of course, it's simply just do it, but they have parents who are constantly working. They're always at babysitters. They're always somewhere else, or someone's taking on that responsibility, and you're like, okay. I think that we should take a step back and realize that the reason parents are working, both parents are working, is to try to keep things they really don't need. You know, it's like simplify your life. Yes, I like watching Netflix and that kind of stuff. I'm pretty content with that. I got a computer. But, you know, having people, some of these people were having a hard time. Okay, of course you're having a hard time. You got four cars on your driveway. Why don't you think about why you're having a hard time? The reason you're having a hard time because you're thinking you have to have all these things. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses without even knowing it. And you're killing yourself. Take a step back, look at the situation, go, do you really need four cars? One car you never drive. I like choices too, but those are feeding, like I had a boss that told me, he said you should have two cars. One you go to work in and one is for recreational. So therefore, if one car breaks down, you always have something to fall back on. Now, me personally, what I've been taught lately, you know, what I've learned and evolved to, that's basically focusing on the fear of what might happen. So therefore, the reason you have two cars is not the ideal convenience. It's the ideal of feeding into some kind of lack of limitation or some kind of fearful thing that could happen to you. It's the same thing with insurance, medical insurance, all this stuff out here. If we didn't have to worry about these things, we'd have all the money we ever needed. Maybe we are all millionaires. Don't even know it. because everybody's caught up in this muddy madness. And one thing I actually wanted to tell everybody on the show that I forgot to do is go to YouTube. It's called Abraham-Hicks Money Rampage.
Oh, I love that Money Rampage.
Yes. I've been watching that thing going, I'm sort of going, I like it because it's, what it's doing is it's showing you pleasures and money. Okay? So the pleasure of having money is okay. You see, and greed is not. But it's, but see, what one thing it is, it focuses on the positive. So it doesn't talk about greed or nothing. You know, the idea of having money for the sake of having money is a fear of not having it all. Like we said today, the ideal of lack and limitation is a lack of spirit. It's a lack of self. And once you start filling those spaces up, you realize there is no such thing as lack and limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Do I ever stop teaching? I was thinking the day I said I should get paid for this. Oh, I do. Yeah. Okay, angels, let's work on this now. And I like to have a comfortable blessed income of 200. No. Okay, I'll go with that. $200 a day. I can do that. $200 a day. But it, like I said before, the comfortable thing for me is I would love to be blessed with an income of $2,400 a week. I think that would actually, you know, put me in a situation where, and I saw that today too. I was watching Money Rampage. And they're counting up those $100 bills. It was funny how this thing came to me when someone talked about it too. Because I was actually trying to use a visualization of counting $100 bills. But since I haven't seen a $100 bill in a long time, I was having trouble visualizing that. Okay. So then someone told me about this video. Something about this video. So next thing I know, here's this guy. And basically, if you look through the video, they're focusing on great financial blessings, as in 50s, 100s, and not the other way around. Every once in a while, you'll see a 1 or a 5, but you always see a 50 next to it.
Oh, okay.
So I was watching the Money Rampage and having a great time. And it's actually got a little message, if you look at it real closely. Getting images, that's what they call them, getting images. So your mind is seeing this word. It says getting images. I'm getting this. I'm getting money. I'm getting money. I'm getting money. I'm getting, you know, getting in situations of getting more. I'm focusing on taking a trip in a boat. I'm focusing on these other things. I'm getting those, getting this. And, wow, it's going to be great when I get this and that kind of stuff. And it's like right now. And there's a part that she talks about too where she's like, I'm waiting on. No, I'm not waiting on. I'm just letting the resistance down to have. I like that site because there's a lot of videos there. There's a video for Money Rampage. There's a rampage for allowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. The idea of Shannon is supposed to come down this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I keep talking. She said that she can get her check last week. She said she talked to the IRS and she should definitely have it this week. And I said, yeah. And I said, I don't understand what your problem is, Shannon. You keep talking about you're worried about having a place to live and having this and that and the other. And you go, well, the point is, you know, in order to come down there, I need to have transportation. I said, what do you need transportation for? And what I'm trying to say is, why do you need transportation? It's something you really want. So then she tells me that someone's going to give her a car. I said, okay, Shannon, I don't understand the urgency then. You're saying you're having difficulties about you want to come down here, but you also need transportation. So I'm thinking when you said that, you're going to buy transportation. Now you're telling me someone's going to give you a car, a very good car. So I said, how much are you going to get? What's your income taxes? And she's like, I already told you. I said, Shannon, first of all, maybe you did. But I'm having a conversation here trying to figure out things. So therefore, I need information and input. So could you just tell me how much that is? Of course you told me that, but right now, for the sake of this conversation, I'm trying to come up with solutions, so I need that figure. And she goes, okay, $9,000. I said, okay, Shannon, well, my problem is with this whole scenario is, first of all, I tried to ask you 3,000 times. You said you want me to help you with this. So you want me to find apartments since you can't check on a lot of things you can't find on the internet, but you know there's other apartments here. I said, okay, no problem. So what you're saying is, I find the apartment and you pay for it. And then she goes, no, I thought we could be working on this 50-50. I said, Shane, if I was in your shoes and I got $9,000 and I was in your shoes and I had a boyfriend, but I had the money and I had the opportunity to do those things to make our lives a whole lot easier, you know what I would do? And she goes, what? I said, I would do that. It's like the idea of having faith in somebody that's actually going to be a supportive part of that whole thing is. But right now I can't do that per se, but I do see that he's working his butt off. So therefore I know he would be. So therefore I would go ahead and take my money and establish all these things and make it easier for everybody. And she goes, you drive me crazy. Why? Because it sounds so, I don't know, feasible? You know, it's a solution. And I got sick of hearing her say, well, I didn't get my check last week, so therefore I have to stay here. I have to get an apartment. I'm stuck. I'm sorry, going, my God. You know, this lady's freaking out. So I sat here and told her, I said, I don't, because first I said, I keep asking her over and over again, why does she need to come? I said, I found a couple places in Colorado that will be for $590, which is cheaper than anything she's found here in Ohio. It's $590 for a two-bedroom, and I've lived there before, so they're big apartments. They're big bedrooms. Both bedrooms, uh-huh. They have two sliding glass doors if you're on the bottom. If you have a deck and that kind of stuff, it's a different little situation. And I said, and the deposit is only $200. Okay? And she's like, well, I have to go to Ohio. I said, why? She goes, I need to go to Ohio to finish school. I said, I thought you was taking school on the internet. And she goes, I am. So what do you need to go to Ohio for? She goes, my angels have told me I need to go to Ohio, but they haven't told me why. Now, why do I feel like that's a bull?
Because you obviously don't trust her.
Yes, because he keeps emphasizing that she needs to go to Ohio. You know, I need to go to Ohio. I said, why? She goes, well, I have a boyfriend there. Oh, really? So you're going to go visit him first or come visit me first? And she's like, no, I'm talking about you. I'm like, okay. I got the point. But every time she, unless she's just so caught up in this habit of drama that she's actually making it up as she goes along. Because I was the other night, last week when she didn't get her check, and I said, why do you keep saying that you have to stay in Pennsylvania, that you have to get an apartment, you have to do this, you have to do that? She goes, my money didn't show up today. And then she says something about a hotel. Child services is bugging me because I was in a hotel with my two boys. I said, okay, I still don't see the problem. She goes, what do you mean? I said, if I'm not mistaken, the conversation was, now you're staying with somebody else. Can't you stay with those people until your money comes in? You know, just tell them I'll float you back a couple hundred. That still gives you plenty of money to work with. And she goes, I can stay here as long as I want. Okay, then I'll go back to the first question. What's the urgency? Why do you have to stay there then? Seems like to me like you got pretty much set up, but you can stay there until you get your check. And then from there on, once the check shows up, she it's like she has the check and she has her unemployment and everything going to be showing up at the same time. She's going to have more and plenty of money. I don't understand her. It's like she's looking for things that she said, okay, I want to go to Ohio. I want to do this. And then I was talking to Wanda's friend, Elaine. It's a guy. And he said that what he saw for me, he said he saw Shannon. How did he put it? He said, Shannon doesn't like you. She actually doesn't like you. She hates you because of you, who you are, that kind of thing. It's like something she wants to be that she's not. So in the process of playing games like she does, she's scared you're going to see her for who she really is. And he said also feel like she has somebody else, that she's really, that there's somebody else in the picture. And I'm sitting there going, gosh. So this is why you don't talk to a bunch of psychics, so you don't freaking confuse the hell out of yourself. But, because I was there, what I was saying was, I was telling this to Amy and a couple other people, I said, you know, when I look at the situation, maybe it's the ideal, the possibility of really having a really positive relationship with her if she would just allow it to happen.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't know how to proceed with that. And he goes, well, everybody says that you're the person that you're supposed to be with, the person you're going to have this great life with, and And it's the idea, when they say great, it's the ideal of actually focusing on all the things that you would like to have and the kind of life that you're supposed to have, which you definitely enjoy once you get there. It's just going to be with somebody else. And I sort of started thinking about some of the readings I've been doing for people. Even with Shannon, I told her, I said, you know, you're focused on this is the person that you think you're going to have this life with, when realistically what it's going on is telling you that you will definitely have this kind of life, but not with the person you think it is. So, and everybody has kind of agreed to that. If Shannon would just let her guard down and just let it go and go with the flow, that would definitely be good, but she's trying to control it, and she's trying to, she said and told me the other day, I want you to accept me for who I am, but you're in training. I'm going to train you to be my boyfriend. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? She's going to train me to be her boyfriend. Holy cow. I know everybody keeps telling me to drop it, let it go, move on, but...
So why don't you?
That's what I'm saying. I saw that whole thing where it's like, like I said at one time, I don't trust a woman. I feel like there's something on the surface. But on the other side, too, I feel like there's something that, I don't know. I do believe that once she does get out of Pennsylvania, that there is some major changes for her in a positive way. Sometimes when people do have other guys or other people that they're focusing on, is they think they have to have choices. So in case one doesn't work out, they want it by themselves. She does seem like a person, in some sense of the word, is scared of being by herself. It's one of those things, I ask myself a question every day. Why don't I just let go of it? Crazy. So, I don't know. I was looking at it to myself, going, what the heck is the problem? She does seem fascinating in some sense of the word. But I have sensed the same thing, too, that she's claiming she's so spiritual that I do believe that there's a big, major difference in that one, too. So if that's the case, realistically, she can't be the one because we're not on the same level. I wish people would start paying for my crap. I mean, maybe we should put that in a different way. Amy was on the show yesterday. She made a $5 donation. Wanda made a $10 donation yesterday. A lady named Trisha Kelly, she made a $5 donation. You should really go check out her website, trishakelly.net. She has a book called Spirit Boy. Basically how the book goes is a little boy who dies and goes to heaven, but he comes back to teach school kids and teenagers, I think it is, how to use the law of attraction.
Well, that sounds like a good premise.
Yeah, I thought so too. I looked at her and I was like, she has really dark. I saw two pictures of her. She has a show on Block Talk Radio too. So I was kind of like looking at her, and I was talking to her on the phone, and she said, "I'm really looking forward to being where I'm supposed to be at too." And I said, "Where's that?" And she said, "Colorado." I was like, "Really?" So I was like, okay, is that like a sign or something that I, because she already told me to call her and send her a message so we can actually work together so she can show me how to use what they call those words put on our sites to get work, draw traffic to us, keywords and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I can teach you how to use the right kind of words and that kind of stuff and you get more traffic to your website stuff. To your show and that kind of stuff. It's really. So I was going to send her a message, and she actually donated $5 yesterday too. So we are doing good.
Good.
So do you see more invitations of people inviting me to be on their shows? Without actually having to make the first move. You know, there's those people, that lady called us, Christine, that was a lady from the Dream Team show that I was just on. And she said she you listen to the show a couple of times. I'm like, okay, if that's the case, then guys, angels, there's people out there listening. Go on the show, they can sponsor the show, help us connect, cross paths. We can actually have sponsorship for the show. People, I like to cross paths with people who want to do commercials on the show. Help me cross paths with those so we can work together too as well. And help people that really need to talk and answer the questions, cross our paths on our shows, and light up our queue and our and just bring it all together and just have a good time. And, you know, let's get back in that good nature because I know it's happening. It's going to happen now. Four readings a day is going to happen. I don't know why I said $100, but it seems like we just put it out there and said, okay, four readings a day. Four $100 readings a day, private readings. That would be great. Thank you. Today's the day. Because it's like I always have the practice the way I do. But I have a situation too where I charge people a certain price and they still pay $100 anyway. I like Colorado. I mean, I have a woman who walks in your shop, you do a reading for her, and you pay $100, and she goes, oh, wow, I have a $100 bill. I guess this $100 bill is for you. And she just gave it to me. Nice.
Nice.
I don't care what you say, man. Sometimes in certain areas, people have a different perception. I say here in Circleville, it's like, okay, that'd be $25. Like, kind of give you an attitude, like, yeesh, that's too much. I said, no, really, what's the problem is you're too much. I'll be $50. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it has to do with what you actually believe, too. So it's not just other people, it's you.
Oh,
if you find yourself having these beliefs that you're not worth it or whatever, you need to make sure you clear that out.
I'm working on that. Show by show. You notice I can actually get more forward at asking people and say, okay, what you need to do is you need to schedule three sessions with me. We'll send you a private reading. I really feel like that will really be beneficial to you as well. So call me after the show.
Yeah, you do that, but then you make sure that you offer them a lower price.
Oh, yeah, but on the show, if someone calls me and says, well, Jane just talked to me and she called your show, did she tell you how much it was? $3,000. You know, I understand what you're saying. We're trying to get in that realm of, you know, but I still think it's like I'm getting there. Progression. I think it's like a learning lessons, building one's confidence up to get someone to get to Colorado. Then when I'm working with people face-to-face, I have no problem going right to the punch. Okay? I'm trying to get it all figured out.
Well, then you should work towards only offering your radio listeners up to a 10% discount. No more than that. Because right now you're offering them usually a 50% discount.
Gotcha. So from this day forward, 10%.
And if you believe you are worth it, then you will be attracting the kind of people who will also believe you are worth it.
Okay, why some people calling? Everybody, you all need to start calling right now. So my phone is ringing off the hook, and I'm booked for the next 3 days with readings. Come on, angels. We're all working together. You said I have all that money to pay my bills tomorrow's Friday. That financial blessing I claim is going to happen before the end of the week. Tomorrow's when, I guess Friday's the end of the week, right? So I'm sitting there saying another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. So therefore, I have two financial blessings coming to me. Two great financial blessings are coming to me right this minute. Last time I did that, I got two people calling up and said, okay, we realize that you charge this amount of money, but we think you're worth this, so therefore I pay that. The one I talked to yesterday, I told him, I said, since we've already scheduled the appointment, I said, you want to do it for the next couple of days when you have the time to do it? Great, talking great. I'll get to you for half. But I really suck. And I told the guy like this, we'll talk about it later. I said, you know something? I'll be totally honest with you. I would love to have the whole 65 because there's a situation, certain situations I want to really correct. So therefore, I'd love to have the $65. But I understand what I said to you. I honor everything that I say, and I will give it to you for half. And the guy goes, "That's okay. I'll meet you halfway and give you 45." But I was like, "I can handle that." But like I said before, I already put it out there. I have all intentions of honoring what I say. I never thought about 10% thing. Thanks. For some reason, I couldn't think of anything. You know, I can't think of anything less than 50%. Like half off. I'm not half off. I'm 100% right on the bunny. So, and everybody really doesn't say anything about my reading and keeps talking about what I have to say and my valid points of pointing things out. I remember yesterday, the topic was I'm supposed to think of this commercial on television. I really have a commercial of this guy who's walking through life and people are just kicking this man in the balls. Did your insurance companies treat you like this? I mean, they're kicking this guy in the freaking body. You're like, when you see the commercial, you feel like you're in pain.
You feel like
the heck of a visual. And I'm sitting there going, see, the insurance companies, they know what it's about, and they're using it to their advantage to get you feed into that fear that you need insurance. And the boy goes, "What do you think they're saying to us?" I said, "They're telling you right now that you have a medial job. You're not doing what you really want to do. Your life sucks. So therefore, you buy insurance. So there are cases when it happens. If you can't do it yourself, we'll do it for you. You're relinquishing your power, which you really can't do with your own life." So that, you know, and when you start looking for things like this, I just want to go out and go, "God, we need to do some lectures and workshops and really intensify on this whole thing exactly of not to focus on that, but to focus on positive." You know, like I always say, point out, and then we show you what it's really about. So we take it from the negative, seeing how to progress into a positive state, realizing why you don't need those things. And the government knows you don't need those things, so therefore they've imposed on making sure that you do buy insurance is because they use, and I don't like this, man, because it's kind of a way of looking at things. Make sure those people also bring in an income in too, so they won't lose their jobs or their business. But I think they should be doing something totally different anyway. So that's because if the persons are feeding the insurance themselves, this is what we're talking about, the Ten Commandments. When a person has a sign out in front of you, the Ten Commandments, what are they reflecting to themselves when they put that sign out there? What are you telling yourself that you might be doing that you had to take a mammoth to remind you to quit looking at your neighbor in a sexy way, you know?
Uh-huh.
And if you're truly a loving person, you don't need to take a in your front yard to remind you. I've actually seen someone do that with it. Took a stone, okay? And had a carved on the stone. It's almost like they're looking for some kind of foundation in their own lives. I went to extreme to guy had that thing constantly reminding. And they said to use the term reminding everybody else of the Ten Commandments, but it's not our responsibility to remind anybody anything. I asked myself, okay, I crossed paths on that one, what does that mean? And I found a book out there that talks about the Ten Commandments in a deeper, more spiritual text.
Okay.
Of realizing what the Ten Commandments are all about. And if you actually just unconditionally loved each other, you would never break those Ten Commandments ever. I like that. That's something that's fun society, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's all about putting the emphasis on what's actually important instead of putting it on the stuff that we usually put it on, which is not actually the important stuff. We are usually focusing on the effect and not the cause. You can't really change your life if you don't look at the cause.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about before. If you sit and realize you don't own nothing in this world, if you realize that, it'd be a whole lot easier to give. You would think about what you're giving up, which is the idea of giving it. Plus, when you gave it, you wouldn't think about what you're getting back here. You don't own anything. So you don't own anything. You're just giving it. You pass it on. Like most people don't even love people initially, they're doing the same thing. Just some people, I mean, I probably just find if you're a person, you know, maybe you're not a person who's affectionate or comfortably open, then money seems like a way of sending out love of your own. And I guarantee if you send it out that way, you can make what that can do. In fact, you can be touched with it. That's what I'm talking about. I said, I'm getting tired of charities and that kind of stuff. Feed the children and that kind of stuff. It's just happy for some money. Instead of showing pictures and making people sad for these people. Because really, if you empower somebody, you look at them, don't look at them as being victims.
And that's true.
I just feel like that's what they're doing. They're looking at these people, you know, and saying, look at these people. The reason those people are like that is because that's how they believe. I mean, if you have a society that refuses to kill people because they just want to be your own, you know, it's the idea of teaching a little. Adam had dominion over the earth, the animals, everything. He was the dominant force on this planet. Until he decided, I guess, what you can get from the story. So he decided to eat of the tree. I said this yesterday wrong. I said he ate the tree. He actually bit the tree. I meant to say he bit the fruit of the tree. I said, well, I bet that sounded kind of funny because I'm on the airway. That biting the tree. And then, I guess at that moment, because it even says it at part two that Adam knew what he was trying to do, but he didn't listen to himself. He got himself into trouble. And he looked at how the world is down. People don't listen to their guns, it takes a different path. Knocks them off of where they want to be at.
Uh-huh.
They came to a point realizing they could actually get back on the path. They thought they had to walk a certain way. And being disempowered. Now it's coming to a point realizing that God said, you know something? I think you guys have evolved enough that you understand. I think you can handle it. That's why it's being introduced in the world one person at a time. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so what's up with you, huh? That's going fantastic for you.
You're beginning to break up.
Yeah, I do that. I think I just keep going down. Heck yeah, I ate a freaking box of brownie last night. I woke up with a migraine this morning. Like, when am I going to stop doing that? Yeah, I was just saying, Wanda was... As soon as I said Wanda, I'll talk about the Wanda after the show. All of a sudden, Wanda was going to play.
I'm surprised she hasn't called you.
You guys make up stuff. I'll talk to her later. Maybe she took that as I'll talk to her later. So I was trying to say on the air. I said all I want to do is I want to get on the air and talk to a couple people who have been able to get on. And I talk to Wanda every day. And I was trying to put it in a way where I was trying to help her understand. I was just trying to connect with a few other people that I haven't connected with before. And I'll talk to you later. I saw this movie called Shutter Island. I did not like the end of that movie. I'm tired of the crap.
Well, I was wondering why you were avoiding that call, so that explains it.
But every time I talk to her, it's a situation that there's two times I've talked to her, and for some reason, after I got talking to her, I had to take a 2-hour nap. I was extremely exhausted, like someone had drained all my energy out of me. Just kind of like sucked me dry. Really.
So is Wanda an emotional vampire?
She's very high strung. I've always noticed that there are certain people that are very high other people seem to be taking energy from other people. That's why they're all so hyper. I had a friend of mine, Gina, that I actually used to sit there and she would come to my shop, and I was there. And me and her had a really good friendship, and people would kind of look at us weird. Because as soon as she walked in the shop, I'd grab her hands. And they go, so you guys date each other or something? So no, we're just good friends. But Regina has so much energy that after about, you know, when it gets about 6 or 7 o'clock and she walks through the door, she gives me an energy boost. Not saying I didn't want to date her, and among other things, I wanted to deal with her because she was, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's like being honest and saying, yes, I would definitely would have loved to have a relationship with her. But her friend Angie sat there and said, well, what would you have to offer her? You don't have a job. Right. Angie, I own a shop. Yeah, what do I have to offer her? God, you're weird. People like that and friends like that, I don't need. I own a shop, a very successful shop, and she asked me, no, you have nothing to give her, you have no money. Well, you know, right now, you're right, I don't have money on me per se, but I'm faithful. And I guarantee you that if she became a part of my life, I have a funny feeling those things would be taken care of too. But if I don't have that right now, I don't need that. Makes perfect sense to me. And this is a person who's telling me she's very spiritual. She was also a person who she was a Wiccan. I don't like things. The ones I've talked to all seem to be like, you know, scared to have money, scared to do anything. That one guy came in our shop, he's a witch. I said, man, when you conjure up some deodorant, jeez. And I wasn't the only one. Everybody in my shop at that moment couldn't wait till they left because we couldn't breathe. That's how bad it was. I was like, dude, he kept on talking. That's some really valid points. And maybe I could have actually took a lot more focus on what he was saying if I didn't have to turn focus on breathing. I'm not trying to be mean, but that's how bad it was. That's just being honest and saying, I would have been stuck. Please, dude, it's like, what did you do, jog on the track about 10,000 times and talk to us? When you should have took a shower? Come on. Let's be a little considerate, people in your environment. I mean, like I said before, I'm not trying to be hard, but gosh. I mean, you can't smack a scene. You know. Yes. But it was a great time, too, working at a shop. The people would walk in there and they'd walk through Lonnie's section, my section, and they're going, wow, it's cold over there. And then they'd walk on my side and they'd go, hey, man, it's cold over here. And I didn't have to eat or nothing. It was just a change in the energy. Juanita got mad at me. She said, how come I keep attracting phony heads? I don't know. It has something to do with the phony head you wear. And she goes, what do you mean by that? I said, why don't you take a look at some makeup and wigs and a lot of artificial things to enhance who they are. And look at the people you attract. I guarantee you that they're also attracting superficial people. She's like, huh. Oh, I got you thinking about that one, huh? She goes, you're right. Both the guys, this one guy said that I'm attracting some kind of alien race that was into plastic and stuff, phony stuff. How come I keep attracting the kind of guys? I just answered the question for her. She's like, I know, and it's really freaking me out because it might be true. She said this. I have to wear the wigs and the makeup to cover up my ugly self.